want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And I think I'll meet with Frank first.
Frank.
Portion, you were so great on the Ed Sullivan Show in the early 60s. Really fine.
We're starting today. The pre-show.
Yes.
It's Joe Ardinger meeting Frank Gorshin and Dick Van Patten.
Oh, way back when.
Giving them gifts on our behalf.
And I think I'll meet with Frank first.
Frank.
Portion, you were so great on the Ed Sullivan Show in the early 60s. Really fine.
Joe.
How great was it, and do you miss it?
Do I miss what I was? You mean, do I miss what I did? What do
you... you miss the Ed Sullivan Show.
Well, I miss doing it. I'll tell you what, the one show I always will remember is the 1964 show. I appeared on that show with the Beatles. The Beatles were on that show. It was their first appearance on television in this country.
It's Frank Gorshin.
The show, I was in my dressing
room. Joe's going to give him, in moments, something like 300 cartons of cigarettes.
Wonderful
and
moment.
I thought, how did they know I was going to be on the show?
You seem shorter in person than on TV, as is the case with most big stars. What is your current height and weight?
In the red corner.
5'8.5"
106 pounds.
I'm waiting.
I'm waiting.
He said, what's your current weight?
Oh, I'm
height
waiting.
And weight.
I'm waiting.
I'd say he's about 175. Don and Mike are truly sorry.
Lick.
Oh, okay. Don and Mike are truly sorry a previous commitment prevented them from attending tonight. Would you like to send them a message?
Cigarettes. I'll send them my cigarettes. Send who a message?
Don
to the guys?
Don and Mike.
Just that, hey, listen, I'm going on thinking about my cigarettes, all these cigarettes.
You're speechless. You're without speech.
I'm speechless. That's it. Thanks.
Do you want to have a cigarette with me later?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay, great.
You got some weight?
Now, do we have the cut where Joe actually gives him the cigarettes?
This must be
14. Number 14?
This must be after.
I don't know how to say this, but I don't smoke.
Okay, hold on. Sorry. Here it is. Hold on.
Proclamation to read.
Joe's reading a proclamation.
Yeah. Let me make sure that the deck is on. Oh, I'm nervous.
Joe.
I'm in the presence of big celebrities here. A hearty and booming hello to you, Jimmy Van Patten, Dick Van Patten, Frank Gorshin, from your big fans, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Wait, read that billing again.
In any particular order. I am their emissary of love, Joseph William Ardinger,
Joe.
And it is a great pride I present you with 3 pounds of M&M's, lovely cut flowers, Vantage regular smokes, as a token of admiration from Don and Mike. They applaud you, and if this is before the performance, break a leg, which it is. But it's my script, I had to read it.
Thank you.
Would you like to thank Don and Mike?
Yes. Don and Mike, Joe, all of you, I'm overwhelmed. This is the nicest thing anyone's ever done. You didn't have to do it, but you're such great friends. We really appreciate it. We're just about to go on now in about 5 minutes, and Jimmy is here, and Frank Gorshin is here, and Frank is overwhelmed, too. I'll put him on. I wish I could get to see you guys, though.
All right, so Dick Van Patten, we sent, I think, was it 3 pounds of M&M's?
I believe he was the M&M guy, and Frank Gorshin was the Vantage cigarette guy.
Frank Gorshin, really, something obscene, like 300 cartons of Vantage cigarettes.
We found out, I think, in a previous interview with Frank Gorshin that he smoked Vantage cigarettes.
This is Brian.
See, what you don't remember is before this, there was a big lead-up. We were calling them on their bus as they were approaching. I believe this was like Fredericksburg or maybe Frederick, Maryland.
I think it was Frederick.
And we tracked them in, and that's when we found out that Mr. Gorshin liked Vantage.
Okay, mm-hmm. Here's just one more.
I don't know how to say this, but I don't smoke. I was just kidding. That's been a long time since anybody ever done anything as nice as that. I just can't believe
go.
It. Thank
That's
you.
Right.
Thank you, guys.
Gosh.
Here's Jimmy.
You guys, thank you so much for the M&M's. This is terrific. I got to invite you over to Thanksgiving for one more time, then. Really. Come this year to Thanksgiving at the Van Patten House. We'd love to see you.
Well, I might take you up on that because I love Los Angeles.
Oh, shut up, Joe.
Joe.
You know what's exciting is now he can smoke in his brass room.
I'd love to have Thanksgiving with the Van Patten.
It's just kind of a wild card. I was cleaning up the desk and I said to Rob, oh, look, this says Dick Van Patten and Joe on it.
Look at that.
You know, if you went to their house for Thanksgiving, they'd make you sit at, like, the kids' table.
You know, you never know where the archives are going to take
you. I guess we should probably save that.
Hello, good morning, the morning zoo. I'm Michael Scott Shannon.
And I'm Mill Drysdale, personal banker to Granny. Oops. And let's have a song before we start anything.
I hit the wrong button by accident, but let me just say, Michael Scott Shannon, the morning zoo, hard-working gal in the back room for the Don and Mike show. She's the gal Friday for Don and Mike.
And I'll tell you that combining that with the groaners makes for some great listening.
Right now, she's in the back room looking at her computer, her generated image of Don and Mike.
Shaking her head and saying, why did I get into this?
Okay. Hello. What is the most popular game show down on the farm?
What?
Squeal of Fortune.
Oh.
Hello, I'm Scott Shadid.
And I'm Milburn Dresden. Hey.
Super Shad. What's the most popular game show on the ranch?
What?
Steer Factor. Hello.
Hello. Any more?
What Italian entree is preferred by young people who attend underground parties?
What?
Ravioli.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Hey, now.
The guy says, is that it?
Is that it?
Yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hello.
Based on a true story, he was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Hey. Viewer discretion advised.
Not that it matters, but this screen right here?
Yes?
Just went Marlon Brando on me.
Oh, no.
Is that it?
And technical issues.
But never mind.
Doesn't that make it all better when you play that?
Oh, yeah.
I think so. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Telethon and all the ships at sea. They're very popular, aren't they? Delight. The Don Geronimo, the Mike O'Mara.
Oh, it just went back on, Ed. Hey, hi. Thank you for listening, everybody. Hi, Julio.
Hello.
Yes, Don and Mike show. New episode on this Tuesday.
Tuesday.
09/01/04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Don and Mike show. I think we've said that about a zillion times already.
The Don and Mike show.
It's good to let people know.
Right. It's
the Don and Mike show.
Yes, as I said, it's good to let people know.
The Don and Mike show.
877-365-3636.
Yes.
From America. From Mexico. From Canada. 800-636-1067. From Washington, D.C. on WJFK. Call 202-432-1067.
Hail, the gang's all here.
The Don and Mike Show.
Good to let people know.
Yes, we are.
The light.
Light.
The light.
He doesn't say the light. Light.
Lights. We're going to get to that very early today.
Oh,
we touched on the Jerry Lewis tapes a couple of days ago, or yesterday. It was just yesterday.
Right.
You know what it is? I am still in just such a, there's no other word to describe it. A glorious mood. Even though my wife is back from from vacation.
In spite of that.
And even though my mother-in-law, God bless her, is still staying with us.
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought she was leaving today.
Well, she will be. But I am still on top of the world.
Good. Looking I down do. On creation.
Yes.
And the only explanation you can find...
Don't start this game with me, because...
...is I'll... the love that you've found ever since we've been around.
Your love's put me on the top of the world. Mike?
Yes?
Can't we stop hurting each other?
Is that another Carpenter song?
Oh, yeah, that was...
You've already defeated me.
Oh, really? Have I? Well, then I think I'll just sing. Sing a song.
Sing a song.
Yes.
Mike,
just like me,
They long to be close to you.
Technically,
the show has only just begun.
We've only just begun. Don't you remember when you told me you love me, baby? Rob, this is not funny without the sound effects anymore. What am I supposed to do now? Go vomit, 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 vomit.
No, it doesn't work without that.
I'm vomit. Trying to be funny. I'm trying to play great music.
Shut up, you. With the dumb carpenters.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, you can do whatever, buddy. 309.
Oh, stop it.
Shut up. That makes me want to throw up for real. Anyway, just what a change for me. I'm sure that as time goes on, I'll start hating everything again.
Sure.
But right now, I know you hope so, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
But right now, I'm still in that mode.
That euphoric mode.
Of loving life.
I should point out that on yesterday's show, not to rain on your parade at all,
mm-hmm.
but I should point out that on yesterday's show, we took a limited amount of phone calls.
Yeah, we're taking a phone scan today. Right?
We're having a are you planning a phone scan today on the show, Don?
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see how the temperature goes.
Just wanted to warn you.
Yeah, we just wanted, because really, normally, that's what snaps you right back to mm-hmm. our reality.
Yeah, you're right.
I know.
That's
so maybe,
usually the great tradition.
So maybe we won't take phone calls because I like
you like the euphoria.
Being happy.
Sure. I think it's incredible that you're coming in on a second day.
Second day.
Feeling euphoric. I lost all my euphoria yesterday.
No.
Three quarters of the way.
Hey, listen, I hate to sound like one of those, have a happy day schmucks.
Right.
Because generally inside there's a very mean, angry spirit waiting to come out. But right now, I said, weather's beautiful, great job, great friends. What's not? I know this is so wrong coming from me.
Well, I had a guy yell at me.
Sorry to be in a great mood.
I had a guy yell at me on the drive-in today.
Oh.
I guess I was a little too close to the, on a two-lane road. It wasn't Buzz. No, it wasn't Angry Buzz. It was some kind of pickup truck. That when I went by and he made me jump because he went, and I have no idea. And I went, so that's the exchange. And it got me back to reality. Everybody's commuting.
I'm happy with him. Last night, wife was there, had a meal, watched my Monday night football, got up. I mean, things are good.
Yeah.
Things are good. I think that we probably won't have a phone scan today.
Good.
I'm kidding. We'll have a phone scan.
Not kidding.
But what I have to report from the home front is nothing. I have nothing. I come to you today.
This is my offer to you, Senator. Nothing.
I come to you with nothing.
That's good today.
It's boring if I just say everything is great, my mm-hmm. family's great. So, having said that, and I hope, Mike, now I have this opportunity, I hope all is well with you. Is there anything you'd like to get off your chest? I normally get it off my chest here.
It's the usual stuff. I'm not in the best of moods. I'm not in a particularly happy frame of mind, and I haven't been since the weekend. And it's because of the one thing that means a lot to me, in the world of sports, and that is my Red Sox basically tanking.
Right.
And I'm not happy about that right now. And let's congratulate the Baltimore Orioles for playing us again. So,
we'll get to that because I do want to have a discussion with you about a timetable for the.
No, I'm going
to
wait till the
Tom Gavin.
I'm going to wait till it's mathematically. But I'm concerned that Tom has had hip replacement surgery.
Hey, sure. Yeah. Now we learned this yesterday on the show. Tom Gavin, who's going to be the subject of whoever loses the Red Sox bet here, the loser has to give Tom a total body massage while Tom is nude.
I'm just not. I was fine, really, with the whole idea of massaging Tom. I'm not fine with massaging a Tom scar.
Well,
so it's the scar. I'd like to request, whatever the case is, I want to avoid the scar.
I'll do
a buttock, I'll do it on the other side.
Okay, I'd like to see the scar, though.
Okay.
Before we make the distinction.
Just think of him.
I know. It'll be great.
Taking care of a wound.
Maybe you can clean and dress the wound.
I'm going to barf. That's horrible. And that, maybe that's it, too.
Clean it, dress it, drain it. Talcum it up.
Yeah. Gauze it.
Whatever you got to do.
Fresh bandages. Swab it down.
Give it a little love pat.
Nasty, nasty, nasty.
Okay, so we'll talk about that. There is something happening here at the station. We alluded to it yesterday. Do we have the music? Oh, here it is.
The official music?
Here's the music now. The new guy's in charge.
Yeah, and he's here.
And I think I got something for you guys today.
Really?
I like to think, even on the days when I'm in the finest of moods, there's still that part of me that operates at the level that has allowed me to step over many people in this business to get to where I am. And we're going to call Michael Hughes now.
Oh, good.
The general manager.
The new guy.
And I have something I want to share with him that I think you will find interesting.
Now, I know he's in the...
Hello, this is Alan, line one. To
take... Oh, oh, no.
I think...
No, no, Rob, no need to panic. Rob, you need to panic. No.
I need the funeral music.
No need to panic.
What? I need the funeral
music. No, he's not back, Rob, but it's eerie hearing that voice. Rob is very scared. He's not back, Rob.
Michael should change that voicemail.
He should.
Wow.
That was interesting.
This is like that Bruce Willis movie. The with the kid, The Sixth Sense,
right. I see dead people. Rob was scared.
I hear dead people.
Hello, this is Alan, line one. I've accepted a position in New York at our flagship station, WXRK-FM, K-Rock, and I will be starting on September 20th. If you need immediate attention, you can press 0 and ask the receptionist for Michael Hughes. Otherwise, leave a message, and I'll call you back shortly. Thanks.
I'll transfer you now.
Let's speak to the lovely
K-Rock, and I will be starting on...
Now we're hearing the delay on hold.
WJFK.
This is not Cola. This is the kid with the curly hair. How you doing, kid with curly hair?
Doing pretty well.
What's your name, kid with the curly hair?
Matt. He looks like the guy from Scrubs.
Yeah, hey, Matt. It's Don and Mike. What's happening, dude?
Not too much.
Do you know where Michael Hughes is?
I have not the slightest clue.
I want to thank you for your greeting when I came in today. I said, hey, how you doing? And you went, hey.
Well, you know what? This is an important job in any business. Director of first impressions.
That's right. And this is the person
that you meet when you walk into whether it's a feed shop,
general store,
Burger King,
a Burger King. Thank you, Buzz, from yesterday's show.
The local drugstore,
the radio station. This is what you want. That general indifference that you've come to expect from Tower and Blockbuster.
Let's find out how he is greeting people. Say someone comes into the lobby. How are you greeting him, Matt?
When somebody walks into the studio?
No, the lobby, Matt. That's where you are.
The lobby?
Yes.
I say, hi, how you doing? I don't know.
Hi, how you doing? Let me write that down. Hi, how you doing? I don't know.
How'd you get this cherry gig working the front desk at our radio station?
I walked up here one day and asked if I could work at the front desk.
You walked up and asked if you could...
Come on, you were kidding.
You're part of some collegiate internship, aren't you?
Yes, I'm actually an intern for Redskins Radio.
For Redskins Radio.
And
what college are you representing proudly?
Washington University in St. Louis.
You know, this makes sense. This means he answers to Steve Johnson.
Is Mr. Johnson your sponsor?
I guess technically he is.
And good,
he's quite a guy.
Maybe you could be his sponsor, too.
Oh. Hi, Steve.
You'll get that later.
Step 10 is hiring an intern, isn't it?
Sure. Yeah. Is it exciting, Matt, to be working at a radio station with a high-powered, nationally syndicated radio show like the Don and Mike Show?
I'm having a great time.
You are.
Good. That's wonderful.
So, here's a job. See if you can find out where Michael Hughes is.
Beth Ann actually has him standing by.
Oh, he's standing by.
He's at his desk. Okay, well, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
All right, see you later.
Okay. Good luck.
Bye-bye.
Matt.
He's like the new James.
I said I walked in, I kind of bounced in.
Except
today.
He's a much more immature James. He makes James appear to be a full-grown man.
James at least strings sentences together.
Intern James.
I said I walked in today, I said, hey, how you doing? He said, hey.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello. Hello.
Is this Baby Doc?
Hello, Baby Doc? Michael? Baby Doc.
Baby Doc Duvalier?
Hello, Michael?
Good afternoon.
Ladies and gentlemen, the pineapple.
Joining us for the first time as the general manager.
The new dictator at WJFK.
The new manager of the Burger King.
Yes.
Michael Hughes.
Hi, guys.
Michael, any statement that you have for our audience?
I've studied the writings of the great dictators of our time, and, you know, they had a lot of good things to say.
That's wonderful.
Rob's applauding that.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take this moment to say to you, Michael. Michael Hughes, who we've only known, how long have we known you? Like 14, 15 months, something like that?
Over a year.
Right.
Yeah.
He's been one of the muckety mucks at Infinity, and now he's our muckety muck. He's the general manager here. However, would you be surprised if I told you that his name is not Michael Hughes?
You mean that is a radio name?
Why?
Part of it is.
for Yes Now, everyone should know. His name is actually Todd.
Todd?
Todd Hughes.
Thanks for outing me.
So, you know, listen, it's one thing for a disc jockey like myself,
right?
Or a news jockey like Buzz. Mm-hmm. We use the fake names because when we got into radio over 30 years ago, everybody
sure.
did. I've got a lifetime invested in my
And here's account. The odd thing. Both of you guys, your real names are, in fact, Michael.
Mike, mm-hmm. yeah, just like you,
right,
Mike.
Right.
Now, you're the first general manager I ever never met with a fake name.
How about that? It goes back to when I used to be on the radio and obviously not very good at it because I wear suits now.
Todd Hughes.
But I was, it was when the Saturday Night Live bit was on and the, hey Todd, remember that?
Oh, okay. So you're dodging that.
And my first program director, who was positively brilliant, clearly, because he's no longer in our business, said, there's no way you're going on the radio as Todd. Your name is now Michael.
Well, at least you came by it in the great tradition. Don, your name was given to you,
yes,
correct?
A program director just said to me.
And Buzz, we gave you your name, Buzz,
yes,
right? Right, Buzz Burbank.
But your name, Todd Hughes,
was given by some program director.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. So which is the real name? Todd Hughes is the real name, right?
It is.
So can everybody around the station now start calling you Todd instead of Michael?
Well, they've been calling me Baby Doc all day.
I think we ought to stick with Baby Doc. I like Baby Doc.
Honestly, my mother is the only person that calls me Todd.
Oh.
Well, then I think Todd.
My wife is Michael.
Oh,
your wife?
Really?
Now?
And she doesn't know?
She only calls me Todd when she's really pissed.
Well, I think we all have to call you Todd. And also, listen, I think really you got to change your voicemail. Because it's still got, like, Alan's outgoing message on it.
Yeah, Alan's still on there, and it scared the hell out of Rob.
I heard him scream. Was that what happened?
Rob had a special relationship.
God, I heard that upstairs here.
He had a special relationship with Alan Limelight.
Like hearing the dead.
All right, Todd Hughes. Well, listen, before we let you go, I know that there is massive, massive house cleaning on the way here. Can you identify, for the benefit of the salespeople, from both sales and programming, can you identify one person whose job is absolutely safe from each venue, from the programming side and the sales side, and don't use any disc jockey.
I mean, you want two people, you want two names
who are safe.
Who are safe today.
Who will
Staffers
not,
who are safe.
Who will not be voted off the top.
I'd rather say who's not safe.
Oh, well, that we'd like that even better. We were actually going easy on you there.
Okay, who's not safe?
Well, following your consultation, Cameron Gray is indeed on thin ice.
Ah! Well, that's anyone could see that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll give you a real one, Todd.
That even sounds funny to me. That's my name. I actually, when I went to work in Houston, I met the chief engineer. The chief engineer had two fake names.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice diversion, Todd.
Hey, listen, the phone's buzzing. I got to change Alan's, outgoing message.
Right. All right, Todd. Well, so you're not even going to tell us who the two people are who you think are doing well enough?
That was only one, yeah.
You know, everything's under evaluation, guys.
Yeah, see, there you go.
That's what they don't want to hear.
Right.
But you know what I'm looking forward to is the fact that after being a fan of yours for so very long, and Mike, indeed, you are my favorite.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that, Michael.
Todd, call him Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
I do appreciate the fact that I can randomly have fun with the show with the newly installed dump button in my office.
See, Todd is just like all the rest.
Yeah, he'll in this relationship right now, for everybody that's tuning in, is as good as it will ever be.
Oh,
right,
man.
Now, at this very moment.
And, I'm savoring the moment because I know it can't get any better.
All right, Todd, well, we'll see you later.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And Rob, what is the what's the intercom number?
Star 8.
Okay, hold on. Intention all Infinity CBS employees who may not have been listening to the show.
Greetings, everyone.
Because I know some of you, like Tony, listen to jazz music in your office.
For those of you that might be listening on the PA system right now.
Please to be noting this. Michael Hughes' real name is Todd Hughes.
And none of your jobs are safe.
I repeat, this is not a joke. This is not a test of the emergency goof system. His name really is Todd. Refer to him as Todd, and none of you are safe.
Thank you, and enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Bye, then.
Good day.
Bye, then.
Bye-bye.
Oh, and one more thing.
Oh, boy.
That was Larry.
Bye-bye. That's all. Just one more thing. Oh, boy.
Farewell.
There you go. There you go.
I'm Larry.
That's big now. Light.
Why do you call yourself Todd?
Hold on a second. Come on.
Does the phone in Hughes' office say that we're calling?
No, I don't think so.
So I'd love to play the Larry tapes for him.
Right.
I bet.
Hello, this is Alan Lyons.
You're going to upset Rob again.
I've accepted you're upsetting Rob. In New York at our flagship.
No,
all right, right. All right, I'm sorry, Rob. I'm sorry. Oh.
I pinch myself more. I can't. Whoever thought I'd get.
That's big in the industry now. Light?
If only I had known that Alan wasn't there.
If I knew I'd live this long, I'd take better care of myself.
Only I'd known. What's Alan doing right now?
I'm lying in bed. There's a minister over there. People are all gathering around the bed.
Really? Alan, are you worried?
The only thing I worry about is dying.
All right, and you left here to work at a Burger King where?
New York.
There he goes. Wonderful.
In New York.
He's Alan from the corner.
He's Alan. Hey, Alan, good news. We're moving you to a different Burger King.
You got to be kidding me.
I'm not. And they're going to say it's a promotion.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I know. What's everybody saying around here?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Okay, that's that. That's Todd Hughes.
Wonderful. That's delightful. What a great way to start the show.
I have known plenty of regular disc jockey types and, like I said, news types and voice guys.
Sure.
But never a general manager with a fake name.
Well, he got it from his days when he was a DJ.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but come on. He's a general manager. And he was never, obviously, he was never a good disc jockey or he wouldn't have become a general manager.
That's what he said, right?
Correct, right? Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, I got to flip that on. Hello, Don and Mike. There you go. You're on the air. Hello.
Well, that's rude.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Huey, Todd. How are you anyway?
Todd.
Okay, yeah. You know what?
Excellent.
That's why you got
Huey, Todd.
Huey, Todd.
Wonderful.
Huey, Todd, what's wrong with the screen right here?
It's great.
I know it's great, but there's no video input.
I like that one over there, the one that's upside down and sideways.
No video input. Please check cable.
I will.
No problem. No problem
Whose
at all.
Whose cup of Joe is that over there, Rob?
Well, there's
a steaming cup of Joe over there. You see that cup right over there?
That was left behind last night.
Isn't that lovely?
So that's
no longer steaming.
That's a cup of coffee.
No, I don't
that's
want
a
it.
Cup of coffee.
Oh, thanks, Rob.
That is what happened.
Rob! Dribbled coffee God! On Mike's newspaper.
Wait, hold on. What, Robbie? What? What? Hold on. I can't hear you. What'd you say?
I spilled coffee on Mike's paper.
Rob did that thing where you like, a guy's got a cup of coffee. You ask him what time it is. And but Rob wasn't even checking his watch. No. He just turned the cup out. There was cold coffee in there.
It wasn't steaming.
Oh, you know what is? And it was
mostly empty.
Oh, see, so what it is on that.
Old.
On all my newspapers now, it's backwash is what it is.
Well, like, it's mostly just the front section, at least.
I'd like to find out whose saliva is on that on those newspapers.
Maybe a weekender.
Oh!
Whose isn't?
Hello? I hope it's not the real enchilada.
No, him? Dynamite, turn your radio down. Hello? Hello?
Rob, did you hear that? I heard that. Did you hear Rob's whispering sorry?
I was sorry.
That was a real Rob.
Listen, I don't mean to stop the show here. I can't take calls if this screen is not operating.
Yeah, it's over there. Rob, I'll take care of that. Don't worry. Yeah, deal with the other thing. I'll deal with this.
Oh, I see. He was cleaning up the coffee when he should have
well,
been
I didn't want to
it.
Make anything sticky.
Yeah.
And who knows what's really in there.
Yeah.
It's the combination of maybe sugar or perhaps artificial sweetener coffee and unknown DJ saliva.
I smell Kahlua.
Like Tom Gavin's
it's
womb.
It's got alcohol in it. Yeah, did you hear that, Mike? Like Tom Gavin's womb.
Oh, now stop.
I'm sorry. Like his
wound. Yeah, wound. It doesn't have
Tom
a womb.
Tom Gavin's womb. His mom's womb. His mom's womb with a view.
The late Lorraine.
Yeah.
Try it now.
And
watch it.
Look at this. I am getting bupkis out of this thing.
Late Lorraine's womb. Or as we like to call it, the paint store.
All right. Hi, welcome to Lorraine's room. I would like I'll take a gallon of Dutch Boy, and I would like, I like that pearl color.
You don't have that in acrylic, only lead-based. A womb with a view. All the wires are tight.
Oh,
They're all tight.
Oh, dear.
I don't know.
We can't take phone calls if this machine is not turned on.
Oh, maybe my God.
Yeah, now maybe that's a sign.
Yeah. Maybe that's a sign because God wants you to stay in your good mood.
Okay, because we had taken, although, see now, this is an unfair rap because I believe when we finally do take phone calls that I will be the last person on the ladder to lose my cool with the callers.
And yet you will.
Sure you will.
No. Hey, I know I will. I'm kidding. I will have to say to you at some
point. I know. How often?
Settle down, Tiger.
Of course.
Settle down.
Because I've always been the hothead of this show.
Sometimes. We all have our moments.
That's true.
But right now, I'm in a very peaceful
state. But if you would like
to... like state.
If you would like to take that bet that I will be the first one to...
No, because then...
Then I will look at it as a challenge. No, I will do that phony happy thing.
No, I hate that.
I know you hate that.
I hate the phony happy thing. And besides that...
Thanks for calling, Sacramento.
Then listeners will just call just being jerky. So
and incidentally, can I say that those fans down in Oakland that made that Texas Ranger throw the chair, I hope the lady's nose gets better very quickly, the lady with the broken nose.
Last night.
Did you happen to hear? It was Oakland is where the game was played.
Right.
When the pitcher threw the chair at the fans.
Oh, I saw it, yeah.
But she was from, at least the way I understood the news story, she was from Modesto.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
I happened to catch that. That little birdie.
You found a Sacramento angle, didn't you?
Yeah.
So hold on.
Do
you now side with the baseball player who threw the chair because she's from the Sacramento area?
Definitely. I'm behind him 100%.
I guarantee
the
it.
The poor relief pitcher.
And you know what else? Somehow, the lady was happy when she got hit because that's really what she wanted the whole time.
Mm-hmm. All right, fellas.
Tony's resetting your computer from the back room.
All right, we'll do that and take a break. When we come back.
God!
What?
I just thought I'd get mad before the callers. That way.
Warming up.
Okay, I can take them on the non-digital line.
Ah, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike.
It's Tom.
It's Tom.
Tom, how was your surgery?
Tom is
good,
the
buddy.
Good.
Tom, which hip did you have replaced?
The right one.
Oh, the right one.
And how's it working, Tom?
Good, man.
How long ago did you have the surgery?
I had it yesterday morning.
Yesterday morning? Are you out of the hospital already?
No, I'm still in.
You're in the hospital? You sound like you're doing very well.
Do they have you hepped up on goofballs?
No, they have me hepped up on drugs.
Drugs? Right, that's much better.
Better drugs than goofballs.
Yeah.
And Tom, remember, no drugs, but lots of hugs.
Yep.
How long before you heal, Tom?
I don't know.
Did the doctor say when you'd be able to resume your ballroom dancing?
I don't know.
Tom, how long are you going to be in the hospital?
I don't know.
Can you spell hospital?
No, watch it, Rob.
Hey, watch it, Rob. He's in the hospital.
Rob, is there Tom, is there a nurse?
Thank you.
Is there a nurse or a doctor there we could speak to?
Not now.
Dr. Payne?
Not Dr. Giggles.
Nope.
Giggles. Dr. Detroit.
Well, Tom, was the surgery a success?
It was.
So will you be able to get in here by the time the Red Sox fold for your nude massage?
Yes.
Do you have a bad scar?
No.
And Tom, will this make you walk better?
Yes, it will.
Well, that's good news.
Will it help you with the chicks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you still looking forward to your massage that Don's going to give you?
No, that Mike's going to give you?
Yes.
Tom?
Wonderful.
Do you have hot nurses?
Yes, Rob.
Do they give you sponge baths?
No, Rob.
No, that was me, Don.
No, Don.
You got real pretty nurses, Tom?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful.
How do you clean them? Do you clean yourself?
Not yet.
Not yet. Do they clean you with a sponge?
Not yet.
Oh, it's only Tuesday.
Wait a minute. They haven't bathed you yet?
Not yet.
And you had hip replacement surgery yesterday?
Yes.
And you have a radio there so you can listen to our show?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good. That's wonderful. You sound like you're getting sleepy right now, Tom.
No.
Yes.
Are you at a real hospital place?
Yep.
Tom,
keep thinking of
a garage.
You know that scene in Minority Report?
Oh, yes.
Where Tom Cruise goes to get his new eyes?
Yeah.
Tom is having his hip replaced.
Same kind of surgery. Tom, are they giving you good food?
Yes, they are.
What did you have for breakfast today? How about lunch?
Not lunch yet.
No. You haven't gotten lunch yet?
Nope.
Only the finest.
How do you spell hip?
H-I-P.
Hey, way to go, Tom.
How about bed?
B-A-D.
Bad.
Perfect.
All right, Tom, it sounds like you run out of gas here.
Yep.
How you spell gas?
G-A-J-U-S.
G-U-S.
Au jus.
I really hope that his doctor has a good bedside manner.
That's wonderful.
Tom, well, we're glad you got through. Hope your hip is okay.
Okay, thanks, guys.
All right, time for you to get right. back to bad.
Bye.
Get well.
Bad.
Hop to it.
There he goes.
There he goes. He sounds pretty perky.
Tom Gavin. And joining us now in the studio is the...
Bacardi Limon.
The man who brought us Bacardi Limon. It's Tony.
Tony, who is struggling now to get the computer working with the...
Tony Diggs. Tony, how's it going with the computer? How's it going, Tony? Can you give
it... Slowly.
Slowly. What is the latest problem?
Actually, that's what I'm trying to figure out right now. It appears we have no power to this monitor. I rebooted the computer, so we still have no picture. Let me have to trace the power now.
Oh, okay. All right, so he's tracing the power.
I see. Right. And how long do you anticipate this being a problem for?
How do you feel about tomorrow?
No.
You're a funny man, Tony
Diggs.
He's
a funny guy.
You're a very funny guy.
You know who would be a good interview?
Who?
Tom's roommate.
Oh, do you think Tom's got a private room, Rob?
I would guess not.
I would think yes, that they would put someone as special as Tom, maybe in a room with someone as special as he is.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I don't think
they segregate.
Don't they have like a tarred ward?
I don't think that happens.
I mean, is the word isolated or...
God forbid, like...
I don't think he's in the ICU either.
Well, let's say you had like your appendix out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right. And it's bad enough you're in bed.
Right.
And you look next to you, it's Tom Gavin.
I think it's luck of the draw.
You call the nurse.
As long as he's quiet.
No, and the nurse says, no, Tom, you're supposed to be on the tarred hole.
No, I don't think they do it that way.
I think so. Hey, Tony.
Tony's underneath the console now.
Tony?
Yes.
Hey, did you hear that Michael Hughes' real name is Todd?
Actually, someone asked me to tell you that, and I wouldn't do it.
Now,
what kind of cowardly man are you? You could have told me that. You could have told me. Isn't that funny? His real name is Todd?
Well, I was hoping to have it as leverage against him. Now, don't.
Sorry about that. Nobody has it now. It's yours. You made it your own. There you go.
How are we doing with the screen?
Not yet.
Those are the magic words around this place.
Uh-huh.
Not yet.
We'll have it soon, Don.
I sure hope Tom gets his breakfast soon.
I do, too.
Got a break here. We will be right back every day.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So let's get on with the show, The Best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock. You're standing in the wings and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
And now, from New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show, with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett, and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert!
Hello!
Great.
Say
what's
hello!
What's wrong with you?
Yeah,
I'm sleeping. Lower it! What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
The Don and Mike Show.
Be a dear and listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, thanks to Pamloads. Let me mention that today we'll have Britney Spears.
Now operating with a 7-day delay.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
We'll have Britney Spears' almost grandmother-in-law.
Right.
On the show. That's from yesterday. But
she's
also
back from shopping?
Right. Today. Tomorrow on the show, Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood.
Good.
Then later this week, the guy that wasn't fired from The Apprentice, the guy who actually got the job with Donald Trump.
I hope it goes better than the guy that was fired.
Yeah, I think so.
I would assume it will.
I think it will, and this guy will be able to ask what it's like once he won the job, won the show.
He's been in the Donald Trump empire, and he'll be able to tell us all about it.
Right, so that's on Thursday. Then Friday, Rich Eisen will join us from the NFL Network. They've asked me not to call it the NFL Channel. He'll be here every Friday. Thank you to Tony Diggs.
Yeah, Tony did it. He delivered.
Bacardi Limon.
A man.
Yes, he delivered.
Bacardi Limon.
We can see.
Yeah, he took care of that underneath the console, you understand.
The console.
Bacardi Limon.
There you go. It's all finished, you see.
Computers.
There you go. Yes. I tell you, this thing is a piece of... And he wouldn't finish that. I finished it for him.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Tony, for fixing the computer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys watched Monday Night Football last night.
I looked in on it.
The low light was God, I don't know why they parade him out like he's the king of ABC.
Mm-hmm.
But again, Regis. Jim Belushi, not Regis.
No. Great promos for the According to Jim premiere.
Well, not only promos, at halftime, you know how they do the coming up at halftime? It was Al Michaels speaks to Patriots coach Brian Billick, whatever it was, or Belichick, whatever his name is, and a live appearance from Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi, wow. who did he appear to be enjoying his newfound fame?
Yeah.
Because really, I mean, he's always been well known, you know, because of his brother.
But he's not really
of a
famous.
A few moment, movies, but now he's got a hit TV show on ABC.
But here's the thing that we have to have someday, the serious debate about this.
Okay.
About According to Jim. Mm-hmm. What exactly is it? Who are the people that are watching According to Jim and making it a ratings smash?
I think it's the same people that are keeping the genre alive and hanging on by fingernails. I think sitcoms are having a tough time of it. They really are.
Yeah, you know what's also very popular?
What?
Kings and Queens.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that
my
same
God.
Formula.
I just read that show is starting its seventh year now.
Seventh year.
Seventh year. Oh, and thank you. Thank you to whoever it is that sent us in the VH1 special. We got it.
Oh, good.
The one where Lisa Remedy, our former friend.
Has the baby.
Oh.
We'll have that.
It's nice to know that VH1 will be covering every aspect of her life.
Mm-hmm. We'll have that for you. Buzz, I don't have the song yet, that the Black Eyed Peas song.
Yes.
Buzz told me something today that blew me away that I would love to use on the show.
Okay.
Now, there's that Black Eyed Peas song.
First love
they,
them.
They played it during the NBA Finals. Mm-hmm. You're going to hear it everywhere. That
we
one
heard
now.
It at the football game when you
yeah,
and I went.
Yeah, at the Redskins game. It said, let's get it started, bum bum.
Right.
Let's get it started in here.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time I heard it. I heard it like 4 months ago, and boy, that's great. That would be a great intro song for
powerful.
This,
a lot
for
of
this
horns.
Show. But, you know, everybody's using it.
Right, yeah.
Well, Buzz mentions to me, he says, because he likes Black Eyed Peas.
Love them.
Buzz keeps trying to move me into this new millennium music-wise.
Right.
Keeps offering up stuff that he thinks I'm going to like. Makes me CDs. Says, I put songs on that you like.
Right.
So Black Eyed Peas, he says, you know that song, Let's Get It Started in Here? I said, yeah. He said, you know what the real song is? And I said, no. He said, it's Let's Get Retarded.
That's the actual title, I guess, from the album.
And
that's
really?
What they sing on the original.
Let's Get Retarded in Here.
What we've been hearing is like the MTV version.
The sanitized version.
Yeah.
Now, I have never heard the version that goes, let's get retarded.
No, I haven't
here.
Either.
However, I will say without having heard it that I believe it could be a new theme for our show. Hi, here's John Norman. Hi, John.
Yeah, I was the one to pass that on. I've
That's
got
right.
that at home and I'll bring it in tomorrow. But it's going to take a little bit of editing because it's not the only thing that they had to sanitize.
Oh, really?
Ah,
okay.
What else? Like F-bombs or S-bombs?
Yes, maybe a couple. I'm not exactly sure.
Could you get it clearly where they say, let's get retarded.
Definitely.
Let's get retarded.
That's the theme of this show.
That's the part we
and
want.
I think we got to go with it.
I'll have something worked up for you when you get in.
And cool. Maybe I'm the last person on the face of the earth to know anything about music. Obviously, at this point I am.
Right. I'm right behind you.
I had no idea that there was a version where they sang, let's get retarded.
Nor did I until John told me.
And I guess that wouldn't work during football games, you know? I mean,
they used it for the NBA playoffs,
too. Oh, they did? Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's out as a hit record now. So I guess, you know, they probably said, I imagine, whatever marketing genius said, that's really a great song, but
can't you say let's get it started instead of let's get retarded?
Let's get retarded in here.
Can you do that for us? Can you sanitize that for us, please?
Anybody out there listening, if you got the CD, is it on the CD?
Yeah, it's on the newest Black Eyed Peas CD.
Well, then we could just send Joe out to buy the stuff.
Absolutely.
All right, Joe, go buy that. Would you please?
Please,
Joe, go buy that.
Please.
John, as long as you are here.
Yeah.
You're the commissioner of our fantasy football league, the Jerry Todd League. And
I'm all in, incidentally.
Week 2 results.
Paid my dues today.
Oh, good.
I was a little behind the curve as far as... Was I the last one to pay?
No.
We were all late.
Outstanding guys, yeah.
Oh, really? Who are the outstanding people now that have not paid yet, now that I've paid?
Now that you paid?
Yes.
Be the two back in the producer's room.
What's that?
The two back in the producer's
room. Oh, you mean Joe and Beth haven't paid yet?
I haven't hit Joe up yet, so in his defense.
Oh, okay, so you haven't hit him up. You hit me up yesterday, and I have paid promptly.
Did you ask BA?
I did. Yeah.
And she didn't come up with the money yet?
She's not as liquid as she would like to be at this point.
Okay.
So we're going to
take...
me.
She's...
I'm sorry, Beth.
Liquid like honey? Is that what you're going to say?
Plenty liquid.
There's your jingle.
Plenty liquid. Okay, John, we've got the Fantasy League.
Right.
The Jerry Todd League.
All right, since we weren't around last week, we'll give you the week one results. I won, beat Buzz, 129-97. Yeah. Beth Ann fell to Bart, 97-83. Don beat Mike, 98-78.
That was the first week?
This is first week. And Rob beat Joe, 104-94, so I took home the money for that week. Week two, Bart with 98 beat me. I had 70. Buzz was the killer this week. 126 over Beth Ann at 72. Let's see. Mike beat Joe 85-80.
Yes.
And in a squeaker, Don took down Rob 77-75.
2-0, baby.
So who are the other 2-0 teams?
2-0 teams, Don Geronimo and Bart.
Mm-hmm. That would be it. It's in the genes, baby.
We got three teams locked at 1-1. Rob, Mike, myself, and Buzz, and Beth Ann and Joe at 0-2.
Very good. So it's it's a pretty well balanced league so far.
So far, so good. Yeah.
We should get those guys to pay up though. To pay the dues, because we're not going to get the money.
I agree. No, I got enough money.
What are they waiting for?
Each week.
Hey, listen. Who is this?
Beth Ann. Poor Beth Ann.
Poor Beth Ann. You mean you don't have the pennies to scrape together for this fantasy league?
No.
Why did you join then?
Hold on,
Beth Ann. Why'd you join then?
I wasn't going to, but I felt that day I had to.
Oh, you thought it was part of your job description?
Yeah.
Oh.
How much do we charge? Like $100?
It's $100 and $20 for the service.
$120. All right. So listen. So your daughter doesn't eat for a couple of days, because I know you carry more, you care more about your daughter than you do your dog than your daughter.
Uh huh.
Is it still like that now? Is it still?
It was never more. It was the same.
Equal.
It was equal.
Do you still love your dog and your daughter equally?
Yes.
Was that Smoker's Corner in the background there? Mr. Ardinger hacking up a lung?
Yeah, it was.
So, this $100 that you have to pay for the fantasy football,
yeah.
If the fee was waived and you had to buy a gift, would you buy Rob?
What did Rob write down?
Rob wrote down that $120 would buy 3 or 4 Christmas blouses, which is unfair.
That is unfair.
But true.
That is.
Beth Ann, you do wear Christmas blouses an awful lot to work.
Shall we take up a collection for BA? For her?
I'm good with that.
No, listen, I happen to know she's making more than at least 3 people in this room. So I don't think we have to take up a collection for her.
We'll work out a payment plan. I've got enough money for the payouts for each week. It's going to come down to it at the end.
But Beth Ann, let's say that you...
One good week, though, that'll take care of it for her.
That's true.
BA, let's say that you one week you win the money, you have the best team out there, you've got Peyton Manning, for goodness sakes, even though you didn't play him in week 1. What a girl.
I know.
You didn't play him?
No. I can't blame it on Joe, because I wanted to save him.
What do you mean you wanted to save him? So he wouldn't be injured? All right.
Save him for what?
I thought Jake Plummer would be really all excited, because it's the first game of the season.
Oh. Yeah, well, you keep thinking like that.
Well, in her defense, it really wasn't that far off. Plummer had 20, and Peyton Manning had 21.
That
is close.
It's a girl thing.
Yeah, I know.
It's a girl thing.
I tried to help her.
Thought he'd be excited. That, motivation.
Anyway, if you were to win $100,
mm-hmm.
who would you spend it on? If you had to spend it on either your dog or your daughter.
Yeah, and you couldn't spend it on both. You had to make that decision.
Who would you buy a gift for
today?
My daughter.
Your daughter?
No, your daughter's going to feel very good about that.
Thanks.
That's good. You wouldn't buy anything for your dog, though? Not even on the down low?
Shorty has stuff.
Your dog's pretty well taken care of in the toy department?
Yes, okay.
What's your dog's favorite thing?
My daughter's underwear.
Oh, hey. Whoa. She's a very interesting girl. From her hair, from her feet down, whatever. She's a very kinky girl.
Chew her toenails.
Yes, under her toenails. Wow. Hey, Beth Ann, look at this. We have people now calling saying that they'll put money in the fund for you.
Oh, that's nice.
But these people don't know you make more money than they do. Tom.
Yes.
Tom.
Yeah.
Tom.
You're calling to support Beth Ann?
Yeah, I put like probably 50 or
I put all 120 in four.
Listen to that.
Yeah, that's nice, but Beth Ann, no way. Come on, honey.
What?
Jesus Christ, you're making a decent living here.
What is your interpretation of decent?
Well, what about when you did that nice thing for me and I gave you a little money and you wouldn't take it?
Because I didn't want you to pay me for that. I did that because I wanted to.
Yeah, but it was kind of a favor, and I said, here, take your daughter out to dinner. Isn't that what I said?
You did. But I thought I wanted to do that for your daughter.
And if I'd known, I mean, my God.
Well,
then she's struggling to make the payment to get in the league.
But here's the thing. She's not struggling. I'm telling you, this woman makes a very...
Well, you don't know what her personal lifestyle is. She might have outstanding debts. She might have a terrible gambling problem.
I know this. She's not spending it on clothes because she wears the reindeer shirts all the time.
I don't think we've ever asked Beth Ann, but Beth Ann, do you have any particular vices or any particular... things, Rob, I don't think it's going up her nose. I really don't think detect that energy, you know. I don't believe we're... I don't feel like we're at WAVA at all.
Poverty level?
What?
Is she at least double the poverty level?
Yes.
Yes, she is, of course.
For God's sakes, yes, everybody.
Beth Ann, do you have any particular things that you splurge on?
No.
What kind of car does she drive? A decent car?
Slow one.
Yeah, she drives a Volvo.
A slow one.
See, listen, everybody, don't cry for her, Argentina. This woman does okay. Okay? Tom, that's very nice, very chivalrous
really
of you.
Is. Yes, very nice of him.
But unneeded.
Well, I'd be more than willing to. You guys, you know, supply me at least that much laughter every day.
That's very nice. What motivated you to call in support of Beth Ann?
Because I didn't think she had any money.
I didn't
want to put in her.
Oh, you're such a
liar.
That is
true. To make a buck 20.
That is true. You want me to tell Todd that?
What?
That you don't make any money?
No, I don't want you to tell him. But it was awful nice of him to do that.
It was very nice of this guy.
No, I meant, and by Todd, I didn't mean this guy on the television. I meant Todd Hughes.
Beth Ann, oh, I forgot. See, he's still baby doctor
thing. Beth, do you collect hummels?
No. Like,
you don't have like a large collection of figurines?
I think my vice would be my rent.
Do you have Blue Boy plates?
No.
Or magazine?
And of course, I'm not talking about the little boy in the painting. I'm talking about actually the magazine.
Yes, right. Mike, we all knew.
Yeah.
We're all familiar with this Blue Boy.
Blue Boy plate. The set with the covers on it.
Blue Boy fan. All right, well, listen, Beth Ann, there's no reason for you not to join the league. So, you know, pony up the cash, honey. You're not a charity case.
I really can't.
Pep talk over. That's an order. Pay $100 to join the league. For God's sake, you should have told us last week or a month ago.
I told John the whole time.
Well, John, I guess really, Don, technically it is between her and the commissioner.
They're working.
If John is willing to set up a payment plan.
But that just makes us look like schmucks. It really makes us look like schmucks. Because I'm telling you, it's not like she's not on the poverty line.
Yes, well, the commissioner could determine whether she could pay cash or with services.
Oh, God.
That's back in your day, Rob, when you were the commissioner.
That's right, and you know that was working.
That was what you did.
Buzz payments do.
Not again.
All right, well, poor, there she is, the poor little matchstick girl. Who is that, John?
That was John Norman shooting me a look.
Yes, he stuck his head in just to look at Rob.
Well, Beth Ann, perhaps you'll be able to spend your spare time panhandling, or maybe, you know, God forbid, turning tricks, so that you can come up with this additional money to join your peers in our fantasy league.
If you're looking to collect a few extra shekels, you might want to consult Rob Spiewak. He wrote the manual on how to pick up a few extra dollars.
Well, you know, I was thinking of painting Paul Gorgie's office.
Oh, how much?
I was going to ask him if he wanted me to do it.
Wonder how much he'd. How much would you charge him for that?
$50.
You know, what you could do perhaps be like those kids go door to door, so candy bars.
And then once I get the money from flowers that we sent to Lisa Joyner, I'd be in.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on a second.
What is she saying? With the $50 she got from painting Paul's office, plus being reimbursed for the flower she sent to Lisa Joyner.
Well, whose fault is that? That's not our fault.
I told John all this. I said,
Hold on a second. I don't mean to trivialize money here, but I know the salary that you make.
Mm-hmm.
I know the salary that you make. Either, Rob's right, either it's going up your nose, or it's going into a vein, or you're hiring a contracted hit on somebody, or something's going on, because, Jesus.
Well, she might just be parsimonious. She might not want to part with
it. No, if I had it, I'd give it. I really would.
You know what? I'm going to need to see a copy of your budget. I really am going to need to see a copy of your budget.
That's fine.
I mean, have you done...
Do you have a timeshare?
No, I have nothing.
Have you done that little thing where you sit down and say, this is the amount of money I have coming in every month, this is my rent, this is what I can afford for gas.
Do you think you could go one weekend without a male escort?
Yes, and I don't spend it on that. Believe me. I'm very frugal with my money that I get from.
Are you waiting for the station to reimburse you for the flowers?
Because I was going to give it to John. Yeah.
Oh boy, that's tough. Because you'll never see that.
It'll be a while.
Yeah. Well, when did we send the flowers to Lisa Joyner?
In July.
That means a year from next August.
Right. And he's not exaggerating.
But listen, but here's my point though. And granted, this place is awful at paying you back when you turn something in and getting your money back.
Right.
But come on, I'm telling you, this woman is not a poverty case. I mean, if you don't want to be in the league, you don't have to be in the league. But don't come up with the, I can't afford it, I can't afford it. You know, please, come on. For God's sake. It's not like you're making Burger King money.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Well, it depends on what position you have at Burger King.
Whether you're fries or manager.
Yeah, right. Okay, agreed.
Oh, my.
Agreed. Oh, you're killing me with
that. Well, we love having you in the league, Beth Ann.
Yeah, we love having you in the league.
Because I look forward to playing you with that Peyton Manning decision.
I hope they don't turn off your electricity or anything at home. You know, I hope they don't. Well, then you could live in your Volvo. That's a car that most homeless people or people who are really down on their luck are in.
I paid for that car in cash.
Well, there's the problem.
Oh, see, that's what it is. It's probably
you're not liquid.
You don't carry a lot of debt, right?
Well, yeah. Well, no, I don't think I have debt.
That might be. Well, pardon me?
I have debt.
Well, you have debt. That might be it.
Yeah, that could be an issue. Do you have bad credit? I mean, you're talking to the king of bad credit, honey.
No, but, I mean, I don't have bad credit. I just was without a job for a while, and then, you know, things started.
And so this is how you thank the people who gave you a job.
No, I had a job at the time.
You had a job. And the job that you had before, did it pay you the same hourly wage you're making now?
Well,
are you making more now?
A little more. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, whose fault is that if it should have been a lot more? Whose fault is that?
Alan's.
Good call. Blame the dead
guy.
That
was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a smart move.
Yeah.
Well handled, Beth Ann.
You know, she's right. It is his fault, usually.
Yeah.
In all things like that.
Well, she gets back up from Rob Spiewak on that.
Yeah. Listen, whatever. I don't care if you got to go sell tricks or get your lovely daughter out on the street. Whatever.
Oh, my God.
Do, whether if you have to sell blood, whatever. Come
Put
up
together
with,
and act like the Judds. People are dying to be entertained.
Come like up, Winona and Naomi.
Yeah, come up with a payment plan so poor Beth Ann McBride.
Well,
so
I think John's working on a payment plan.
I think they cannot come up with. Yeah. Cannot come up It'll with.
Beth Ann, what would be a reasonable payment per week?
I told him I was going to give it all on the 15th of next month.
The 15th of next month.
Hey, Dad.
Just before Thanksgiving. October 15th. Right before Halloween. Hopefully you'll have a little leftover for a costume.
I'm sorry, what?
Candy.
Would you be able to pay $5 a week?
You know, what's tough about that, though, you're going to have to come up with all that money for the Fantasy League, and then Don's going to beat you over the head about that full-size candy bar.
Oh, that's right.
To dole out for Halloween, which we're all required to give.
Oh, you have to give out full-size candy bars at Halloween. You just have to, or kids will hate you.
I do?
Yeah. Oh, you do? Yeah.
Welcome to the show. Yeah, everybody...
come to all of our homes?
No, I think ahead for all of you. I know that you don't want to have your house egged or toilet papered. When the kids come, give them full size.
I don't think it's an issue of that as much, Don, as the great joy that the children feel when they leave your home.
That's what it's
with
about.
With a full size candy bar.
I know that Beth Ann won't let the children down.
And mm-hmm. if you're gonna cheap out and you're gonna get the little snack size, you give the little bastards five or six of them.
Yeah, but even that is not really
right,
acceptable.
Yeah, right.
Didn't we determine that last year that it's really not
king
acceptable?
Size.
Handful doesn't matter.
For instance, Beth Ann, last year at my house, I don't want to brag, but I will.
Weren't you giving out blocks of Hershey's chocolate?
What I had was...
5-pound blocks?
No, what I had was the 4-pack of Hershey's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Wow, unbelievably generous.
Now, don't tell me that the kids didn't like that. It
That's a giant size with a bonus cup.
Yeah, most times you go to a house, they give you one. They give you just one peanut butter cup. And that's normally good, but you get that big, long sleeve with four of them.
You know you're set.
There you go. That's how you take care of the kids.
I save money by unwrapping mine.
Well, you check the razors for them.
I check for everything. I just do an inspection, and when they reach in, it gets a little melted after after an evening of Halloween. But they get the raw peanut butter cup without that pesky brown cup that it sits in, and none of the wrapping paper.
At my house, everyone gets 4 shares of M&M Mars stock and a filet mignon.
Well, pre-cooked.
Yes. Either way, listen.
Ready
medium,
to go.
Medium well.
Listen, little matchstick girl.
Yeah.
Get your act together.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Here she goes.
Another day where she is simply delighted to be in our company.
You didn't put Joe through the Inquisition.
What does Joe give out on Halloween? Joe. Joe's
not hit either.
But in fairness to Joe, John said he didn't hit Joe up yet.
Yeah.
Now, here's a guy that...
Hello?
Might have Joe. Joe, do you want to go on a payment plan?
Yeah, I just talked to John. It's all taken care of.
Okay.
See, there you go.
There's going to be an arm broken.
That's how men solve problems.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Bye-bye. There he is, Joe. I mean, remember, we make fun of him, but the bottom line is,
right?
He's on our team.
Yeah, sure.
You know what I mean?
Men, he'll get that.
Men v. women.
Two words for that situation, just like any other one that he's been in similarly, and that's Lone Sharks.
Hello, Phil. Don and Mike show. Hello, Phil.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
eBay, buddy.
eBay?
Seller team.
Seller team on eBay.
Seller team
or
on
anything,
eBay.
Really.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, get out of here. Come on, stop that. I'm not going to sell their team on eBay.
Sell them.
You know, we were talking about Halloween, talking about Joe. It's almost time for his big yearly bit.
Oh, trick-or-treating for beer.
Great.
Hello,
bit.
Matt. Hey, Matt, Don and Mike show. Hi.
Hey, guys. Hi. I just, in the new Maxim this month, there's a whole article on the girl from that group and the song, Let's Get Retarded.
Really?
Yeah, and I thought it was Let's Get It Started, too, and I said, well, what's this, something new?
Uh-huh.
It says, retardando is the musical term for slow down. So the song means slowing down your inhibitions and having a good time.
Right. Well, we got to go.
Party. Yeah.
Somebody's got to go buy us a copy of that CD like yesterday so we can start playing Let's Get Retarded.
Excellent.
Yeah, that would be a great great opener, I think.
I like any band with a girl in it that has the word black eye.
And hello. John and Mike show, hello.
John.
Yeah.
I'll pay $10 right now to see your thong.
Oh, would you thong guys get out of here with Beth Ann's?
Yeah, we didn't even ask whether she was thonging up today.
Beth Ann's
thonged up.
Thonged up.
Right.
Got a break, and when we come back, oh, you know the Jerry stuff. Okay, here we go. The Jerry Lewis telethon.
This late. Do you realize if it wasn't for these firefighters, I'd never get to the studio? We got a telethon to do. And the firefighters, of course, are getting me there because they've been my sponsor for 50 years, since 1950.
You remember we heard a little bit of this yesterday. Just a brief recap here of what's to come when we hear all of the Jerry Lewis telethon tapes.
Hello.
There you go. Do you need any more than that?
Well, that's a great tease. There's a lot.
Do you need any more than that?
Hello?
Jerry Lewis.
The firefighters.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
From what was once an inarticulate mass of lifeless tissues, may I now present a cultured, sophisticated, man about town. Hit it! I'm like a beautiful lady from Chicago.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
I'm like a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes, or cutaway coat, perfect fit.
I'm like a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Dressed up like a $1 million trooper. Trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
I'm like a beautiful lady from Chicago.
Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks or Rumbarellas in their midst.
What's up, guys?
The Don and Mike Show.
Fantastic.
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right.
Hey, what happened?
I don't know.
reluctantly, here's Don and Mike.
On Westwood One, being heard right now in Ocean City in Delmarva, Maryland, on 95.9, 96 Rock in Buffalo, 92.3 WBUF in Lafayette, Louisiana, KVOL, and Mad City, Madison, Wisconsin, 100X.
How are you anyway?
Jerry, Todd, we don't have that one in the machine, do we?
No, we don't.
What do we have? We have this, though.
Hello?
That's Jerry Lewis during the telethon, which reminds me how sick Rodney Dangerfield is.
Yes, Rodney not doing well.
Yeah. When you hear this thing with Jerry, Rodney Dangerfield is in. Now, this is funny because remember yesterday we played the tape, and we'll get to it here, from the telethon.
Right.
Larry King is talking to a guy from Budweiser on the Jerry Lewis telethon.
And it was just funny because Larry's so out of touch.
And Larry was asking about Bud Light.
Mm-hmm.
And Larry said, you know, light is good.
That's big now, isn't it? Light?
Light. So Rodney Dangerfield had a light coma.
Oh,
with half the calories and half the carbs.
But he's back.
Of a regular coma.
Entire Anheuser-Busch MDA team. It is my honor to present this check to MDA in the amount of $773,000.
Whoa.
Now, the insightful Larry King.
Wow.
From the telethon.
How's Bud Light doing?
Doing great.
That's a big part of the industry now, right? Light.
It is. It's the number one beer in the nation.
Is Light?
Yes, it is. Bud Light.
Good sign. America's trimming down. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerry Todd.
Good sign 20 years ago.
So it's a light coma that Rodney is in. Bye-bye, boys.
See you later.
Wait, what is it? Don't we have a tape?
Bye-bye, boys.
Yeah, when he was on the show, Bye-bye, boys.
Yeah, we had him out in L.A.
Let's see. Who went to see him when he was in intensive care? When he was conscious.
Right.
List of people who went to see him include Roseanne, Jay Leno, Louis Anderson, Andrew Dice Clay, Jim Carrey, and Adam Sandler.
Yeah, he's kind of the mentor for a lot of comedians. Yeah.
So that's Rodney Dangerfield with a light coma. We're going to have today, now postponed from yesterday on the show, we're going to have this lady, Betty Alexander. She is white trash personified, and she's the grandma of Jason Alexander, not the one from Seinfeld, but the one that married Britney Spears for 5 minutes.
She was out at the store yesterday, so we didn't get a chance to have her on the show.
I've got news about Britney Spears' divorce. She's so white trashy, but saying that name, Jason Alexander, reminded me.
Yeah.
Last night...
Did you get a chance to peer in at the new show?
I did watch the show called Lighten Up.
You misspoke. You said Britney's divorce. It's not to that yet.
Oh, no.
It's a wedding right now.
I think we ought to take a pool, though.
Understandable.
We ought to have a pool around the office.
That's true.
Last night, thank you, Robbie. It's her marriage, not her divorce. I watched the CBS show based loosely on Tony Kornheiser and Michael Wilbon, right? The PTI show.
Right.
And
got incredible reviews. the worst reviews of any sitcom I've ever read.
Here's the thing. Tony Kornheiser, and you should roll tape because a lot of people think that we don't say nice stuff about people in our business. I'll tell you that I think Tony Kornheiser is brilliant. He's brilliant writing. He's brilliant talking. He's brilliant when he had a radio show. I was a huge fan of his radio show.
He has always been an entertaining guy, and he really writes some of the funniest columns I've ever read.
He's the best. So what they decided to do was say, hey, here's this great idea where it's going to be the Tony Kornheiser light. Oh, yeah, he's a brilliant-looking man.
That's right. Okay. Nobody does the comb-over like Tony Kornheiser.
He's Clooney-like handsome, if I haven't mentioned that.
Well, weren't they ripping off the show about Dave Barry? Weren't they kind of doing that? They were going that route.
And here's the problem. I watched it last night, and I watched it wanting to like it because I like Tony Kornheiser, and I think he's a funny guy. And I like Jason Alexander.
I know Tony Kornheiser. Tony Kornheiser is a friend of mine. Jason Alexander is no Tony Kornheiser.
I want to say something, that the show Yes, Dear, which used to be on, is better than this show, than this what's the name? Listen Up, Rob, is the name of the show. The show that's on before it, another one of the CBS shows where there's a fat guy that's got
still
a hot
standing,
wife.
Yeah.
Yes, that show was better. And Jason Alexander, see, this is why I'm stuck on this. he still is being George Costanza.
Well, there was an article, I think it was in USA Today or the Washington Post, I'm not sure, that was reviewing this and saying that he is a terrific guy in an ensemble cast. He is not likable enough. I go back to an old, old movie, Pretty Woman, where he is a villain.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And let me tell you, he's perfect in that role because I think by his nature, you can't root for the guy. And even when he was George Costanza, you laughed at him, but nobody ever rooted for George Costanza.
Oh,
you
bad
you rooted for bad stuff. And no. to be, and the gist of this review was to be successful, to carry a show, you have to have that kind of sympathy from the audience. And I don't think George Costanza or Jason Alexander is going to be able to do that.
You know, it is really, and I mean this seriously, it's according to Jim... Except it's got Jason Alexander in it,
right?
And the guy that was Bill Cosby.
Would you go so far? Right. Would you go so far as to say that Jim Belushi has more of a connection with the audience than Jason Alexander
in this role? Yes.
Okay.
I think Jim Belushi would be more believable as Tony Kornheiser than Jason Alexander is. And boy, just what a piece of manure that show is. Sorry about that, Tony. Get the money and run.
Yeah, it's not going to be on for long.
On that one. So anyway, so Jason Alexander, the guy who married Britney Spears for 10 minutes.
And apparently was a bit banged up, a little bit disturbed that it was annulled as quickly as it was.
So we'll have his grandma on the show commenting on Britney Spears' marriage, and now...
I hope she's better.
The divorce. I did mention the divorce only because there's an offshore online betting service that will give you odds right now.
Fantastic.
On how long the marriage would last. Right now, the current winner, the one that people are voting on the most, is that it will last 6 months.
Yeah, that would follow. That sounds logical.
That's like 3-1. That's your best odds.
This will be the one that lasts for 30 years. This will be the one that everybody, that fools everybody.
Hold on a second, Mike.
I mean, my God, they wore odds? Pimp jumpsuits.
At least right now, on the internet, if you care to bet, the odds of them being married 10 years are 13,000-1.
Wow.
So if you got some money, go ahead, lay it down.
Yeah, I hate to wait though.
However, here's some stuff about her. She's just.
Does it have the odds of 5 years?
No, it only has 6 months, and then the max.
Okay,
max,
right.
10 years or more.
No.
Britney Spears did get her white trash husband, who became her white trash husband on Saturday. Anyway, she got him to sign a prenup.
Oh, really?
So he did sign. He got into an argument with Britney Spears' mom about this, that, you know, I ain't going to sign no prenup. The mom said, you're going to sign it. I'm looking at a website for something in the UK where they are, and Britney Spears and what's his name, Kevin?
Federline.
Uh-huh. They have not left their honeymoon suite in over 48 hours.
Is that where they are? They're in Great Britain now?
Yeah. Or they started somewhere and ended up in...
Because I thought they got married in Century City in Los Angeles.
Right.
At like the hairdresser's house. And where did they... I mean, where are they now?
They left there Sunday.
Okay.
And now 48 hours later, they're spotted in London. Britney also says she hopes to create a love child. And there's another picture of
her.
Right
away.
There's another picture of her walking out of yet another mini mart. The bathroom with no shoes on. It's like the third picture I've seen in a month.
I don't know, with her.
Her mother's explained that. She said that Britney, because of some kind of injury, can only wear tennis shoes, and it's just in the summer, just so darn hot.
Oh, come on. There's this huge article in one of the tabloids about the bacteria. The bacteria factor, especially when she doesn't just do it outside. She walks into, like, bars.
Oh, yeah, you can pick it up.
And,
sure.
And restaurants.
I was reading something in some entertainment this week, magazine, where they had all of these Hollywood experts saying she should just go somewhere and not be seen for 6 months because everything she does now, it turns out bad for her.
Right.
They try to give her the benefit of the doubt. Okay, she's a backwoods girl.
Right.
She's just homespun fun. Mm-hmm. You know, who is she to know that you should wear shoes when you're going to go into a mini mart bathroom?
I guess so. She doesn't read the signs at most normal business establishments that require footwear. Mm-hmm.
But that ain't as great as the Michael Jackson stuff.
Okay.
And Buzz, I don't know if you're going to have this in the news or not.
No, go ahead.
There's a radio station. I used to work at the station in Los Angeles back when it played music, KFI.
Okay.
They're now a talk station.
Right.
A couple of DJs there found somebody in the DA's office who gave them some photographs from the Michael Jackson case. Six photos. They are somewhat disturbing.
Mm. Oh, dear.
One, now, I'm going to be careful. One of them shows a naked boy,
oh, boy,
frolicking in a hot tub that's right next to Michael Jackson's bed.
One of the boys who visited the ranch.
Really? Yeah. Yes, and another one of the pictures shows a boy in his underwear laying face down in the middle of Michael Jackson's bed.
Oh, man.
And there was there's some DNA, and there's all kinds of stuff.
Really? Well, they obviously collected a lot of stuff when they raided the ranch.
And one of the things was Michael Jackson's mattress. That's what they're testing for DNA.
That's right.
Please don't take that. Please don't take that away.
Can you
please don't take my mattress.
That's got to be, like, worse than putting your hand on the floor in a movie theater.
Don't you think, really? You should not do. What you should not do? Say he's an animal. Should not say he's Jacko.
I'm
not a Jacko.
Jacko. Don't take my mattress, please, Mr. Peck.
Oh, and I found out, I mentioned that they cut up, remember they cut off, what's his name, Tony Soprano at the end of the Emmys?
Yes.
Right at the very end, as Tony Soprano was saying, congratulations to the cast of the Sopranos.
I want
to
say thanks to, hey!
They cut him off. let me see, I found out here what he wanted to say.
Ah.
And he was pissed.
Sure.
Because he found out that in Iraq, an army platoon has named their tank Stugatz.
The Stugatz, like Tony's boat.
Which is the name of his boat.
Right.
And he wanted to give them a shout out, and he is very pissed. Jim Gandolfini, the real guy, not Tony Soprano.
Well, what I wanted to do, the idea that I had, Don, was to pay tribute to the people that were actually using the tank and naming it up. I thought the entire cast would be thrilled, but I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not as upset.
Is Tony there?
Yes.
Tony?
Yeah, he's right over here.
Can I talk to him for a second? Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's the deal?
Hey.
What they cut me off for? What's the deal? I want to go get out, you know, TV and say thanks to Stugatz. And they named it. And what, they're un-American? They're patriotic. It's un-American.
Uh-huh.
They ought to be shot. I'd like to whack the whole bunch of the Emmy people.
Can I talk to Jimmy again?
Yeah. I just don't like him there. He's very upset.
Hey, have you met Todd?
Todd Hughes?
Yeah.
Yes, we chatted in the hallway.
Oh, good.
He's a very nice man. Very, very nice. He offered me a water. I like him quite a bit.
You know, I bet Tony sized him up. Can I talk to Tony again?
Yeah. Yeah, but that guy told I did. Yeah, man. I'll tell you right now, man. Look at this Emmy trophy.
Wow. Congratulations.
It's a fag. Come on. No, I met that guy. Yeah.
Oh, he's a fag?
Yeah, he's a fag. Yeah, don't worry. They're all fags.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
No problem. Don't worry about it.
Now, hold on. Here we go. Three feel goods. I can't decide which is best.
Oh, so we're going to feel good three times?
Three times. First, do you know who Tracy Gold is? She's
yes.
the girl that was on Growing Pains.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, her new name is Tracy Goldschlager. Listen to this. She gets DUI'd. Okay.
Right.
After her SUV goes down a freeway ramp somewhere in Los Angeles. Here's the thing.
Like the wrong way or something like
that? No, I think it was just from the story that I saw on whatever the station is in California, they showed it's one of those curly Q type exit ramps.
Oh, yeah.
And she just missed one of the turns the car just perilously was hanging off the edge.
Show me that smile.
Oh, this Growing
Pains. Hey, you do a killer. Who is Alan Thicknow?
Hey, Tracy, you're grounded.
Hey, Mike,
we're gonna put you upstairs.
Now here's the reason this is a feel good.
Okay.
Because you hear about celebrities and DUIs and stuff like that all the time. Well, Tracy Gold, when she was driving this car,
right.
and was drunk and got in the wreck, she was in the car with her husband. She was driving, and her husband and her three kids were in the car.
Oh, no.
And her oldest child...
Wasn't I said that exactly the same way?
Her oldest child had a broken clavicle.
Oh.
So that's...
Oh, my God.
That's just feel-good number one. Feel-good number two.
Yes, number two.
This is from Portland, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
39-year-old Adelia Snipperly was
Adelia Snipperly?
Adelia Snipperly.
What a great name that is.
I hate to jump in, but JPS is on the on line 7.
Oh, my
there.
Brother?
Yeah.
Jesus. Ooh. Hey, JPS.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's happening?
What's going on?
I'm right in the middle of a bunch of feel-goods here.
Oh, I just want to say happy birthday.
Oh, belated happy birthday, yeah. Oh, well, thank you.
I tried calling you Saturday, but you must have been out getting some stray for your birthday, because I couldn't find you nowhere.
That's who I was out getting some stray for my birthday. I did get your card. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah, there's something going to be in the mail this week to you, too.
Oh, I appreciate it. Listen, you know, we're backed up today. How about we book you tomorrow for an entire segment just of what's new in the world of JPS?
I got to work tomorrow, so I don't know if I'm in a truck. Can you call? I can't hear you, man.
Do I like hearing that? All right, well, I'll call you sometime this week on the air, because we can talk about, speaking of fags,
yeah,
you should see this pond my brother has built in the back of his house.
Really?
Yes, it is like something that you would see out of a design magazine.
You mean he's actually got a lovely little, does he have any koi in there?
No, I got some goldfish.
Well, that's the same thing. Yeah.
And he has water lilies, and he has a waterfall.
Wisconsin koi or goldfish.
Man, I didn't want that to get out, man. I'm telling you.
I know you
told you not to tell none of my friends.
I know.
Now everybody knows I'm fag.
It's not a fag thing. Oh, it's just beautiful landscaping.
The pictures are great. He sent me some pictures on the America Online.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's nice. It's a nice
Would
job.
Would you call it domesticated?
Yes, I said that to my brother over the week. I said, you're very domesticated.
Well, you know, you won't blow the image if you take shots at the goldfish from your deck.
However,
well, I've been thinking about that because I got some field tips for my bow. So.
You know what's nice with my brother in these pictures? He sent me this pond that he built in the back of his house in Wisconsin.
Right.
Is that he sent me before pictures and after pictures. And the before picture is like what you would expect.
Right.
It's an old, rusted, chain link fence.
Sure.
A bunch of,
no, it's not. It's privacy fence.
A bunch of kindling and some dog, like some three-legged dog, you know, out there sniffing around. And then you go to the next picture, and it's like House and Gardens.
Really? So a total transformation.
No, he did a fantastic job. I called him and emailed him and said, you know, I can't believe that.
I'm glad he got it in before deer season.
I told you, really, you should think about that as a line of work. You know,
well, I want to come out this fall when I get laid off and dig you a big pond.
Okay. Now,
there's good money in that work.
See,
weren't you just saying to me the other day, Don, that that's what you wanted for the back of your house?
A big pond.
A big pond.
A big pond. And you didn't you tell me, Jimmy, that you dug that pond with your hands?
The only tools I had was a wheelbarrow, a pickaxe, and a shovel. It tore my ass up.
How big's the pond, Jimmy?
11 feet long, about 8 feet wide, 3 feet deep.
Oh, so it's a little fish pond.
That's huge. Yeah.
Another great
thing. I'm telling the neighbors that that's what it was. I said it's my grave. Marty and the kids should put me in there.
There you go.
But Jimmy, yeah, it's cool though. It's cool. Now I can go out back, and when I feel like studying for a test, you know, I can really study and be mellow.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Relax.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's cool though.
And it's skating season.
He still studies for his test.
That's wonderful.
He's a good boy studying over his test.
Right.
Hey, Jimmy, you want to hear? I got a feel-good story, and I'll leave. You know, you're my brother. I'll leave this with you. You tell me if this story makes you feel better, okay?
Okay.
This is a real story from the real news. This is from Australia.
Okay. There's
a guy named George. He's 49. He's 90% blind. He's legally blind.
Okay.
There's a guy named Francis. He's 54. He's deaf. They live at a place called the Aid for the Blind Complex in Brisbane. Now, the deaf guy turns his TV up as loud as it can possibly go.
Sure.
The blind guy has the room next door. The blind guy says, hey, the deaf guy's got the TV up so loud it's driving me crazy. The people that run this place, the Aid for the Blind Complex, they go to the guy who has no sight, and they say, here are a big pair of earphones that you should wear that will cancel out the noise.
Good.
So, now, in one room, you've got the deaf guy,
right,
who's got the music playing loud.
Sure.
In the next room, the blind guy
with the headphones.
Right. As it turns out, the headphones were very hot and made him sweat quite a bit. to the point that the blind man found his way across the hall to the deaf man's room, where he stabbed him 28 times with a knife and then turned the stereo off.
Wow, well, that is your feel good of the day. Now, hey, and your brother reacted just the way you wanted.
And does that make you feel good?
Yeah, better him than me.
There you go. That's the moral.
And listen to this.
That's the moral.
Stabbed him all 24 times in the throat.
Ah.
So the guy's 90% deaf, but that 10% really came through.
Wow.
It was time to stab the deaf guy.
Well, it must have been terrible to look at, but I guess the guy didn't have to worry about that.
Well, that's a feel good. So, Jimmy, pass that along to your friends and neighbors in Wisconsin.
Okay.
It's kind of a feel good. Do you have a, how about some words of wisdom before we sign up? Because we have Britney Spears, almost the grandmother, coming on the telephone here in a moment. So I just have to know. Jimmy, do you have any words of wisdom for us?
Don't shoot deer with chronic wasting disease. You bet you never heard of that, did you?
No,
How can you tell if they have the chronic wasting disease?
What's that?
How can you tell if they have the chronic wasting
disease? You can't. You got to have the DNR tested.
Well, why would it matter?
Don't eat it. Okay, don't eat deer.
Shoot it. You probably
screwed it up.
You what?
I screwed it up.
No, you clarified it now. It's fine. Okay.
I'm such a moron.
That's right. Oh, dear.
Oh, and a healthy cough sounded better than ever.
It's bad, man.
And you still wear clothes made from a sick deer?
Beg your pardon?
Can you still, if you shoot one of these sick deer, can you make clothes out of the hide?
Yeah, you sure can.
Just don't eat it.
You sure can.
Just don't eat the venison.
I wouldn't eat it. They haven't found it yet to be passed on to humans.
Listen, the many layers of my brother. Look at this. On one hand, you've got the guy that smokes cigarettes constantly, who is out there with his remote control cars and boats. Mm-hmm. On the other hand,
some might say that Jimmy's had chronic wasting disease for quite some time.
He's built this beautiful architectural design pond in his backyard, and he enjoys shooting animals.
He's like an onion. So many layers.
Peel back the layers of JPS.
Always good to talk to Jimmy.
All right, Jimmy. So are you on the road right now in your truck?
No, I'm in my car. Going home.
All right. Well, enjoy your night. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, man.
All right. Love you. Thanks for calling.
Love you too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
So long, John. I love it when we talk to him and he's way up. He sounds so happy.
Yeah.
Is he still in the Jaguar?
Yes, he is.
Cool. That's probably what he was calling us from.
Still driving his Jaguar.
And don't shoot a deer and eat the meat with chronic wasting disease.
Just make pants.
No, I'm not.
What the hell was that? How about the backyard where he can study for his test?
Yes. Uh-huh. Well, you know, it all ties together, chronic wasting disease.
I understand.
Yeah, I know.
Entire Anheuser-Busch MDA team, it is my honor to present this check to MDA in the amount of $773,000.
Whoa. Light.
Whoa.
Light coma.
How's Bud Light doing?
Doing great.
That's a big part of the industry now, right? Light.
It is. It's the number one beer in the nation.
Yeah, Larry, it's something that's just happened overnight.
Light beer.
Light beer.
Light beer.
You know, we never heard the Jerry tapes.
No.
When we come back, we'll have Britney Spears' grandmother on the phone.
Well. It's light beer, Larry. It's been around for 20 years, you hump.
Hold on.
I don't know. That's my three words. I don't know.
Yes, you don't. What's this light beer?
A boy.
Oh.
You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
Thank you, Larry.
I'm Larry of the corner. Probably yes.
Are you a moron, Larry?
Probably yes.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jay, what's this all about?
My report card.
The same semester?
Uh-huh.
What'd you do, turn in some extra credit reports?
No.
You think the midterm's over?
Uh-uh.
You mean to tell me that you argued your way from a C+ to an A-?
Totally based on my powers of persuasion. You proud?
Honey, I couldn't be happier than if they were based on real grades.
The Don and Mike Show. The comedy stars of the Alan Line One Radio Funhouse, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Oh, that's got to be edited now.
Yeah, we're going to have to update that one.
We're going to have to be the stars of the Todd Hughes Funhouse.
Yeah.
How great is that? Michael Hughes' real name is Todd.
It's delightful. Always nice to come in here and have an extra present.
A general manager with a fake name like a DJ.
Fantastic.
All right, BA waiting now on, here she is, right here. Boy, that's good timing. Hello, Betty? Everybody, this is Betty Alexander.
Hi, Betty.
Hi, Bet. Hi, you.
She's the grandma of Jason Alexander, the guy who married Britney Spears for less than 24 hours.
A whirlwind marriage out in Las Vegas, right, Betty?
No, 55 hours.
55 hours.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got the hours wrong. I apologize. Ma'am, if we could ask you a few questions.
If I possibly can answer them.
What's that?
If I can possibly answer them.
When your grandson was engaged to or married to Britney Spears, did you ever see her feet?
Did I ever see her what?
Her feet.
No.
You did not.
Was the family excited when she got married to him?
You mean Jason's family?
Yeah.
Yeah, your family.
Oh, well, it was kind of a surprise and shock to us.
You are his grandma, right?
Yes, I am.
Are you now wishing Britney Spears good luck, bad luck, or indifferent luck on her new marriage?
I'm going to wish her good luck. I wish her the best.
That your grandson was pretty upset at the fact that the marriage was annulled. Is that true?
He was very hurt about it, yes.
He wanted to stay married to her, right?
He cared a lot about
that. Does your grandson still love Britney Spears?
Well, I never hear him talk about it. Mm. He don't really talk about it too much.
I know that Jason and Britney were like childhood friends. Did you know Britney before she was famous?
Well, I just knew her as a young girl coming up.
What do you think of her in her younger days?
Well, I didn't really know too much about her. See, I lived in California at the time being.
Do you like television? Do you like television?
Oh, yes.
What's your favorite channel?
Well, out here, I don't know too many of the channels.
You know what I'm getting from this lady? I'm getting an Olive Spellman vibe.
Yeah, a little bit. Absolutely. May we ask how young you are, ma'am?
I don't want to give my age.
Okay. Oh, a lady's very proud, doesn't want to give her age. let's say 39. How's that?
That's close enough.
Nice.
Do you enjoy watching reruns of Matlock starring Andy Griffith?
Yeah, I watch those.
There you go.
Good show. Yeah.
That's a good call right there.
Yeah. Now, when your grandson told you that he was going to marry the famous Britney Spears, how did you react when he first told you?
Well, he didn't tell me he was going to marry her.
Oh, that's right. It just came as a surprise.
Hello. It came as a big surprise.
I thought maybe he had confided. Now, does he have a name for you? Is it Nana or Meemaw?
It's Mamo.
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 Is it really Mamo?
Yeah, just like Mamo.
So you're his Mamo.
We love Mamo.
Mamo is our favorite pet name for a mother or a grandmother. Are you Mamo to all the grandchildren?
Yes, I'm Mamo to all of them.
And may I ask how many grandchildren you have, Mamo?
I have nine.
Nine grandchildren. Wow. And what is Jason doing for employment currently?
Well, right now he's not doing anything.
Oh, dear.
Can I ask you a question, Mamo? Where did Jason get his good looks?
Well, it's probably for me.
Oh, very good.
I noticed that he's a handsome young man.
He sure is.
He's got nice, big, full ears.
Mm-hmm.
Very nicely. He seems like a nicer boy than the boy Britney Spears ended up marrying.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know him, so I can't comment on that.
Now, Britney Spears seems to have a habit of running around wherever she goes, not wearing shoes. She's always barefoot. In your part of the world down there where Britney and Jason grew up, is that popular? Do people go barefoot quite a bit?
Well, they wear those flip-flops.
They wear flip-flops, but no, that's good.
Ma'am, if I could tell you what troubled me, and I know here's where we're going on this. There are many stories about the girl who was almost your granddaughter-in-law, Britney Spears, many stories about her walking into fast food restaurants, walking into mini marts, into the bathrooms without shoes on.
And those floors are just loaded with bacteria, wouldn't you agree?
Well, that I couldn't answer.
Yeah, well, they are. I'll take my word for it.
Now, I think Mike asked you if your grandson still had feelings for Britney.
Yes, he's got feelings.
Of course. Is he dating?
If they probably ever dated him for anything, he'd probably be there, you know.
Has he
thought about, what's her name? Not Jessica Simpson. Who's the...
Ashley Simpson.
Has your grandson thought about hooking up with Ashley Simpson?
I haven't heard him talk about it.
Hmm. Is he dating anyone else that you're aware of right now?
Well, he still dates a girl that he graduates with now and then.
Does he live close by still?
I don't really know where she lives.
No, I'm talking about, does your grandson live close by?
By me?
Yes.
Pretty close to me.
Ah. Mamo, of course, this is Betty Alexander. She's the grandmother of the guy who married Britney Spears for 55 hours.
Yeah. Mamo, what type of vittles do you specialize in? Do you make any great particular dish that is Jason's favorite?
Well, Jason likes to eat.
Yes.
He loves steak.
How about Britney? What did Britney like to eat? Did you ever have a chance to break bread with Britney?
No.
You did not. Did you even ever get to meet her while your grandson was married to her?
Not when he was married to her, but when he was before he went to Vegas, was here at my house.
In the great tradition,
holidays,
right
over the holidays.
In the great tradition of Mamos, do you do any baking? Do you make any particular pies, like apple pies, or?
Yeah, I make pies. I make cakes. I make cobblers.
Do you make chocolate pie?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. Was that one of Jason?
A mile wide? Could you make a chocolate pie a mile wide?
Is that one of Jason's favorites?
Well, Jason likes a lot of sweets.
Yeah. Likes a lot of sweets.
Okay, I'm going to give you a multiple choice here.
Okay.
How would you describe Britney Spears?
And just pick one of the four,
just
right?
For fun. A.
Well, if Britney's, you know, for me to...
This is a multiple choice, Mamo.
Just
for fun. We're going to give you the answers. You pick the one you like the best.
Four choices. How you feel about Britney Spears. A, a delightful former Mickey Mouse Club member. B, home wrecker. C, slut. D, whore.
Now, what was the others? I didn't quite hear you through the phone.
All right, you had the...
Here, listen carefully. These are the choices.
The first one was happy, perky, former Mickey Mouse Club member.
That's choice one.
Okay.
Choice number two is home wrecker.
That's choice two.
Mm-hmm. Choice number three is slut. And choice number four is whore.
Which one do you think best describes Britney?
Well, to me, the Britney I knew... was the first one.
But what about the Britney you know now?
Well, the Britney I know now is, she just grew up a little more. And
so would she be more a number two, a number three, a number four?
No, I don't want to go that far.
Yeah. Okay, you don't want to go that far.
I don't feel she's that way.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
You don't feel
don't.
So.
That's all right. You're very nice,
I'm
Mamo.
She's been very respectful and very nice when I was around her.
Do you think she's a loose girl?
I don't know that either.
Yeah, okay.
I say comment.
All right, no comment on that one.
No comment. And has the press been all over you, or are we the first to find you and get what we hope is an exclusive interview with the woman who was almost Britney Spears' grandma-in-law?
Uh-huh.
Are we
the most the press was all over us was... around the first part of the year.
Right after they got married.
And then phone calls off and on. It lasted for quite some time.
Mama, would you have any advice for Britney and her new husband?
Well, I just hope it works out for her. If she's happy, that shouldn't be nobody else but her to, you know, for it.
Mama, could you describe yourself to us? So we can get a picture.
Could I describe myself to you?
Yes, please. This is radio. We always like to have a description.
Well, I'm 5'7".
Yeah.
I'm blonde.
Blonde.
I weigh about 146 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I have an olive complexion.
Ooh.
Navy.
Exotic.
I have green eyes.
Green eyes.
Baby.
And you won't let us know the age, right?
No way.
No way.
I will tell you that I've just gone to our instant on and Mike scatlover.com poll, And of our listeners, we've received 38,000 hits in the last 4 minutes, and the number one choice among our listeners was slut.
Oh, dear, yes. Well,
that
that's the way
they
are.
Would refer to Britney Spears.
But Mamo won't do that. No way, Mamo.
No, you won't.
And how many times do you think Jason will marry this year?
I don't think any.
Many. Okay, you don't think many.
Uh-huh. Does your grandson like Hillary Duff?
Oh, he likes a lot of them.
A lot of them.
Yes, sure.
Yes, he does.
Good taste.
Well, if you talk to him.
If he didn't like some nice looking women.
That's right. True. And if you talk to him, I hope you'll pass along our best wishes to him.
I will.
Oh, good.
It was nice talking to you.
Thank you.
What grade did he get to in school?
He graduated from Oak Forest.
High school.
Uh-huh.
Right.
Regular time? Was he held back or was it regular? Was it all regular time?
Yes, the high school.
Wait, way to go. So he wasn't held back at all?
No.
Good. That's a good thing.
Good, good, good.
Outstanding. And he went to private schools.
Ah. Oh, very good. Okay.
Even better. And do you think that Britney Spears is white trash?
No.
You do not?
No. I
wouldn't say so.
She's strong about
yes.
that.
And finally, ma'am, if I could ask you, it has nothing to do with any of this. It's a battle that we have on our own show. Which store do you like better, Target or Walmart?
Oh, I go for Walmart out here.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Bingo. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mamo, you have a wonderful day now.
Does your son drive a Trans Am?
Grandson.
Huh? Does your grandson drive a Trans Am?
Yes.
Yes. Very nice.
Give our best to Mr. Alexander.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Thank you,
man.
Thank you, Mamo.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You heard it. She picked Walmart.
What you're cooking for Biddle Gray? What you're cooking
Hello.
For Biddle
I win.
Gray.
I know. For supper. What do you got, Betty? What do you got?
Let me take a peek in my pot.
Thank you, Mamo.
Chocolate pie.
And her name was really Mamo.
Mamo.
Wow. Mamo.
Jason's Mamo.
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 Okay, phone scan time. Didn't get to it yesterday. Promise we will today. 877-365-3636 is our phone number. From Canada, from Mexico, 800-636-1067. D.C. on WJFK, 202-432-1067. These are on-screen calls. Call on any topic. Call now, you animals. It'll be a rotating random phone scan. And...
Yeah, I see fish.
Thank you, Mamo.
Jeez, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hello, you're in the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi. Did any of you guys see that the Quentin Tarantino film yet?
Yes, I did.
The Kill Bill?
Yes, I did.
Kill Bill?
Kill Bill.
Kill Bill. I thought that movie stunk, and I just wish Quentin Tarantino would just take his 16 minutes of fame and just go away, Quentin Tarantino, go away.
Calm yourself, sir.
Yes.
So what do you think of the movie?
I love Uma Thurman. No matter what she does, she's always good. But, I mean, as far as seeing the Kill Bill is concerned, I'd rather watch Don Geronimo on a radiator and watch the
stop now. Stop. You can't say
But can I say
No, you can't say that either. What's wrong with you?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
This is ghetto-licious.
Stay listening. The Don and Mike Show.
Okay, here we go with the phone scan. You okay, Wolfman? Hey, Wolfman. That's for the Wolfman. You're going to dig him to the day you die.
Yeah.
Phone scan right here. Right now, 877-365-3636.
Right.
America, Canada, Mexico, 800-636-1067. D.C., you got the special line. You know about that. Here we go. Phone scan. And you're on the air. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Afternoon, gentlemen. How are we?
Doing great, thanks.
Hey, I was watching the telephone, and when Elton John came on, I really wasn't sure. In fact, that could have been Jerry up there with a wig on playing, because they're pretty much the same fatness.
You know, once again, poor planning on my part. We've just had too much other stuff going on. We've not gotten into all of the
I'm a little
Jerry
nervous
tapes.
About the yeah. Jerry tapes now. Because we had the Jerry tapes, and...
Listen.
I mean, I'm not nervous. I know Rob is.
No.
Is today turnaround Tuesday?
What the hell is that?
What is that,
well,
sir?
That means the first caller gets the prize, not the last caller.
That's the whole reason he called.
Buzz. Did you get Buzz? You know, Buzz's witty asides every once in a while.
Yes, they shoot right through.
His turnaround Tuesday involves something else.
Yeah something bad.
I get it.
He's a dirty birdie, that Buzz Burbank.
Turnaround Tuesday. You know, if we don't play those tapes today, those Jerry tapes.
The entire Anheuser-Busch MDA team. It is my honor to present this check to MDA.
This is not even Jerry. This is just Larry.
$3,000.
Whoa. This is good.
What is it with the light beer?
Light beer.
Doing great.
That's a big part of the industry now, right? Light.
It is. It's the number one beer in the nation.
Yeah. It's a new breakthrough, Larry. It's called light beer.
That's a big part of the industry, isn't it? Light.
If we don't get to it today, we'll do it in the first segment tomorrow.
Good plan.
Because, listen, we've not had a phone scan yet today.
See, you don't see he's doing that.
Cynical. He's
maybe
cynical.
Maybe at like 250.
Go ahead and be cynical, boy.
Okay.
Be cynical.
I wasn't cynical last year, but I'm telling you.
Okay, do you want me to get rid of this in our next break? If that's not great radio coming up,
well,
I don't know what it is.
That's going to be really good, though.
I mean, how can you possibly turn down a phone call with a mayor and a woman who live in a town? A mayor of a town, and a woman who lives.
I thought it was a woman who lived with a horse for a second.
No, I'm sorry. M-A-Y-O-R, not okay. M-A-R-E. It's a
right.
mayor of a town in which an old woman lives.
Yes.
And the problem is there are too many rascals.
Rob, I'm real sorry about that.
There are so many old people in the town, they're overrun with rascals.
I'm really sorry, because I spent some time up in Maine on my vacation, and I will tell you that this time of year, in the grocery stores up there, it is rascal land.
The Jerry tapes are good. Last year's, frankly, were not good. I didn't think they were good.
Mm. You're right.
This year...
And guys drool.
25 million... Oysters Group.
I know.
$25,190,439. How many more hours did he do this?
What? Anyway, that's more.
Larry just
phoning it in. Boisterous crowd. How many more hours did he do this?
Hello, Don and Mike. See, we got too much stuff happening. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
that's a good thing, though. Isn't that a good thing?
Yes, it is a good thing.
You can't even get around the Walmart.
Unlike
too many rascals.
Unlike in past year. We will get to the Jerry Lewis tape.
Okay.
No need to worry.
Sure.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And
hello.
Don't you look at me in that tone of voice,
I'm
Mike.
Just,
because I want to hear them.
You know, I'm looking forward to the Rascal story. I'm looking forward to Jerry.
They're big
I love
year.
Everybody. You know that.
They're big this year. The telephone tapes. They're very important.
Lights. Lights. Something new. Lights. Hello. You're on the air.
Hello, sir.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, you know, I run a fantasy football league.
Yeah.
And we started this league in 1979.
Yes.
This is our 26th year.
Man, you sound exactly like you run a fantasy league.
Congratulations. Tell me
Thank
something.
You. I just want to point out, B.A. had better pay her fees.
Oh, there you go. That's somebody that's on your side.
Now, I just have to say...
Yes.
After this many years... And we voted women out of our league.
Now, is this after this many years, are you about to go through puberty, too?
Well, you know, sometimes it's a PG show.
Answer me these questions.
Question three.
How does your mom feel about you being in fantasy football all these years? Which occurred first? Did you move out of your mom's house first, or did you get involved in fantasy football first?
I moved out much, much before.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
40 years old.
You're 40 years old. In 1979, you would have been...
No, I was not an original member of this league.
Oh, I see.
I have been commissioner for about 10 years.
When did you move out of your mom's house?
Let's see, I was 17.
Good for you.
Oh. Right, that's a good thing.
When did you move back?
I've never moved back, right. Thank you very much.
Last time you were with a woman, if I could be so bold?
A month.
See, now we've hit it.
Now we're getting down to the chewy, chocolatey center of all of this.
And he's talking about a subway ride.
That's right, when you were with a woman.
The woman. Right.
Mike.
Oh,
now,
yes.
Mike.
Yes.
You've been on a subway ride on your own.
Yes, of course.
Get out of here, Rupert Pumpkin. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello there.
Hello.
You are on the air.
Don and Mike.
Right.
Oh, dear.
This is Satan.
Oh, get out of here. We just stop it with that. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just wondering. I had a question. What was that website where you could bet on Britney Spears' marriage? I want to place a bet on that.
You know what? Oh, geez. Do a Google search and just do a search and say bet odds on Britney Spears' wedding. And it's one of those offshore sites. You'll find it.
Man, if I put $10 on that, you know, if she lasts 10 years, that's $130,000.
Very good, Preston. That's wonderful.
That's what they're counting on, my friend.
That's cool.
He's excited.
Don't buy tickets.
Right.
Buy odds on Britney Spears' marriage is staying.
Right after you buy your chocolate pie.
A mile wide. That's going to be a big pie.
Yeah.
Oh, Donna Mike show.
Wow.
Oops. Try that. Hi, you're on the air.
Don.
Yeah, it's a Mike. Hi.
Mike.
Now, apparently he had a booger that he needed to pick.
It was something like that.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I believe he was directing that to Rob, right?
Yes, he was.
But it sounded like I wanted a clarification. You didn't hear it?
No, I heard it, but I didn't.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, I missed you guys for 2 weeks. God, this has been... I've been just...
Great. How are you anyway?
Hey, we're great. Hey, I got a question. Hey, is VA, is she spending all her money on her thongs, or what's going on?
Another thong call about VA.
Would you please?
Now that we're roughly through the phone, halfway through the phone scan, how's your mood?
I'm still in a great mood. Yeah. Would you stop it, please?
Just checking.
I'm still in a great mood.
Me too.
Yeah, me
Hello,
too.
Don and Mike show. Shut up, both of you guys.
I was leaving work the other day.
What? Hold on, what?
Don and Mike, I was leaving work the other day.
Yes, sir.
And blood was coming out of every orifice of my body, and I realized that the Percocet was hiding a grapefruit-sized ulcer.
I have to correct you, because if you're going to do it, you have to say, blood was coming out of every opening I had.
Oh, you're talking about the Jerry tapes.
Yes.
Get out of here.
And he missed the best thing.
Right.
I was bleeding to death.
And Rob does it the right way.
Bleeding. I was bleeding to death. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don Mike, I just want to officially start the countdown to Rocktober. And did you hear Patton Oswalt bashing you guys in CERN the other day?
Patton Oswalt was bashing us on Howard?
No, I didn't hear that.
He referred to you as a skateboarders in D.C.
Well, it's entirely possible that he was talking about the real skateboarders.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't,
hope so.
I don't think Patton was talking about us.
And Buzz is the Dean's penis.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. See you later.
I think Patton would be referring to another show. Patton is a big fan of this show.
Yeah. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Friend.
Hello. Friend.
Patton. We don't have many, believe me. We're pretty good judges of character when it comes to our friends.
Patton Oswalt, friend.
Patton Oswalt, by the way, has made a number of appearances recently on Reno 911, a cable comedy show on Comedy Central, as a crazy homeless guy. So catch him if you can.
Is he good?
He's hysterical.
But I listen to his album always.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Not me. I'm not listening to it anymore since he badmouthed us.
Yeah, since he called us skateboarders.
Yeah, right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hi.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name's Rose. I'm calling from Toronto.
Yes, of course, you're slowing us down because you're calling from Canada. Never mind. Hi, what can we do for you?
Now, that was the first sign. If you're keeping score at home,
No.
Yes, you tip your hand.
Okay. You are correct.
You can't unring a bell. That was genuine.
What can we do for you?
I just wanted to say that I really, really love your show. I listen to it every day after work, and you guys are hilarious.
We appreciate that.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And I have one question, though.
Of course.
Here we go.
Who's Buzz? Is Buzz the same as Mike?
Yes.
Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
I do silly little voices. They talk about my drinking problem, and then I deliver the news.
Well, you guys are great, and keep up. I really enjoy your show.
That's right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And here's a really neat thing. Right before I deliver the news, I lose a tremendous amount of weight.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don, Mike, Buzz, where the F is Rupert?
From Survivor, I guess you'd have to ask Todd Hughes about that.
You can get Britney Spears' grandmother-in-law, but you
right.
Are we all in agreement that I believe the Rupert shelf life is expired? Oh, who wants Rupert?
No, it's not that I want him, but let me rephrase that. course.
You've always wanted
him. Not wanted him. In that turnaround Tuesday way that Buzz was talking about. I did watch Survivor last week, because I still do love that show.
God, I pictured you with Rupert.
And they are using Rupert still in promos.
Oh, really?
We still like the crazy caveman wearing the tie-dye saying, if you thought last season was outrageous, wait until this year.
Now, I was on vacation, and I didn't have a TV where I was. Did they blast out the first episode of Survivor?
Yes, they did on Thursday night. And
did you get a chance to see it?
The big shock was...
How's it look? Does it look like it's going to be a good one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's in Wichita this year, right?
A lot of the guys...
Wichita.
Good luck to them all.
Survivor Wichita.
A lot of the guys are pretty-looking guys. There's one guy that's like a drill sergeant guy, and they had their moment of shock when one guy who had gone through a physical challenge took off part of his pants to reveal that he doesn't have a leg.
They have a one-legged guy this
year. Hey, are there any hotties? Any hotties on the show?
Not that I could detect.
Not on the
first episode.
Weren't they chased by natives or something in the opening moments of the show? Something like that?
Oh, yes. When they got off the boat, they were chased by pygmies.
That's what it was.
Or was that Rob's dream?
That's my show.
Don and Mike's show. Hello, phone scam.
Gentlemen.
Hi there.
Long time caller, first time listener. How
okay.
you doing?
All right, thanks.
Buzz, look good.
Thank you.
Get
right
to now, was that a comment or was that an instruction?
No,
Buzz, look good.
Buzz is looking good.
Pretty yourself up, Buzz, every day.
What do you want?
Sky Captain. Sky Captain was amazing.
Good movie.
You're a moron. That movie's for idiots. I'm not kidding. Have you seen that?
Is that the one with Jude Law?
Yeah, it's a computer.
It's all blue screen.
Yeah, right.
It's all fake.
It's all CGI, Don.
Right.
That's what the computer.
It's all CGI, and I found it very vanilla.
Enhanced, or whatever it is. It looks to me like a weather guy standing in front. Really, yeah. The entire movie.
Well, that's what all movies are nowadays.
I know, but they don't even try to hide it in this one it's a computer movie.
You know what I read is that new show on CBS that no one's going to watch about the baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
That's all CGI.
Oh, the one with Dean Cain?
Wow. Yeah, that they don't even shoot in a ballpark.
Oh, you know what's sad about
that? You know what also looks that way is that movie, series.
Lost.
Yeah, and you know what else looks like that is when Dave Price does the weather.
I had to tell you, you know who's on that show called House? Jim Nikotowski.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm excited about this. I play. Isn't he a manager?
He's a crusty old manager.
I'm a crusty old manager.
Christopher Lloyd.
A chance to bring out one from my deep, dark past.
Anyway, you like that stupid show?
Well, ever since I was subjected to episode one of Star Wars, anything is good.
How long have you been in your fantasy league?
Hey, Jimmy Nikowski?
Yeah, Don, I'm right over here.
What's that bit we used to do about the stoplight?
What does a yellow light mean?
Slow down.
What does a yellow light mean?
Slow down.
What? Okay. Oh, and it was always funnier on the TV show.
No, it was always funnier when we did it on our show.
My favorite line out of Taxi with Jimmy Nikotowski is when he pulled his father's pants out, and his father's pants were like 70 inches around at the waist size, and he pulls them out of the trunk, and he goes, "How do you know?" 10 years later, he could still fit into them.
I love their Don and Mike show, phone scan.
Buzz's Turnaround Cafe.
Wow. Buzz's Turnaround Cafe.
Look around Cafe.
That's somebody who's tracking with you, Buzz.
Yeah,
I love it.
Turnaround Tuesday.
Don and Mike show, they're serving meatloaf there.
Whoa!
With extra gravy.
Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
I didn't ask for any tomatoes. I didn't ask for ketchup.
No. I didn't want ketchup. Come on, ketchup.
Thanks, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yes,
hi.
I beg your pardon?
I said hello.
You I beg your pardon?
What?
You snapped.
Yeah.
Oh, did I snap?
Yes, you did. Yeah.
How did I snap?
Because you said Don and Mike one too many times.
Just briefly. Just for a moment. No.
We could play it back if you want to hear the
listener,
replay.
What can we do for you?
I want to thank you for Sunday Night Footballs now with Pat Summerall on there. All I can hear from the guy is, I beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
If you run a tape on it, it's all the time with the beg your pardon.
It's all night long.
Count them for fun.
Thank you, my friend. Hi, Don and Mike show. Hello. Hello, this is the phone scan.
Hey, this is Chris. How's it going, guys?
Okay, Chris.
I gotta say, I love your show, but I'm looking forward to those Jerry tapes. I hope they're a lot better than last year.
I gotta say, I love this phone scan, but you're an awful caller, dude.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much for calling.
Hey, what town does your mom live in? Mike, you don't have to do the fake nice thing anymore.
Okay.
What town does your mom live in?
lives in Whorville.
Excellent. You. Well, you picked good up man on that one.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Don and Mike, how you guys doing?
We're doing very well. Look at that. Last caller on the phone scam. It's you.
Perfect.
It's you.
Perfect.
What can we do for you?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know I'm a Target shopper. Walmart sucks.
You're what?
I'm a Target shopper.
A Target shopper.
And?
Yeah.
And what was that?
You know, you were almost going to win a prize, but I don't push the button.
No, I'm a Target shopper.
Right.
And what about the other store?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Mike, you want to give him the prize out of pure charity?
I'm going to give him the prize because I think before we had the perfect in your mind example of a Walmart shopper.
I believe you have taken the lead in our little crew race.
What
here
we have here is a portrait, a self-portrait of a Target shopper.
I want to say, what's your first name, sir?
Brad.
Brad, you've helped the cause. Check out the big brain on Brad.
Thanks a lot, Target fan.
Brad, what town are you calling from, sir?
Modesto.
Of course.
Nobody wins.
Congratulations, you won the HBO Family Bonds prize pack. Meet the Evangelistas, the most outrageous, fun-loving, and wild real-life family of bounty hunters, not actors, characters, Sunday nights at 10, 9 Central, only on the HBO. Thank you for listening.
What did I win?
What?
He wasn't listening. He after you went through that whole thing, he wasn't paying attention.
Didn't get it in the mail.
And it's not Target at all. It's because he's from Modesto.
No, it's because he shops at Target.
I disagree.
If he shopped at Walmart, it would be like talking to... I'm trying to think of smart... The only smart guy I can think of is Stephen Hawking.
Hey, Don and Mike, the same people.
Okay.
He's,
and he's
Mike,
funny.
You can have him. Oh, you can absolutely have him.
I'm writing Walmart right now, and I'm going to say put all your locations in Modesto.
Got a break? But we come back, as I mentioned. And now who doesn't want to hear about this story? Town overrun with old people scooters.
Rascals.
Rascals.
Yeah.
Huh? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I guess they're right. Senior citizens, although slow and dangerous behind the wheel, can still serve a purpose.
I'll be right back. Don't you go dying on me.
The Don and Mike Show.
They are entertaining always. Don and Mike.
Right. Listen, tomorrow on the show, from Access Hollywood, we'll have our first Look at Everyday thing with Nancy O'Dell.
Oh, she's lovely.
From Access Hollywood. Also tomorrow, spotlight on everybody's favorite Buzz.
Really?
Gonna be time for the Buzz interview.
Ah.
Can't tell you what it's about, though. Gotta wait until showtime.
Very exciting.
Also this week on the show, Bill Rancic, the guy that won on The Apprentice. We'll find out how his job with Donald Trump is going. And Friday, we pick the pros until they scab and bleed. We have Rich Eisen, who will be the new Nancy all this year on the show.
And I know you are the big NFL guy, but I'm going to say this because I really do believe this. Isn't this shaping up to be one of the better NFL seasons because there are so many
Baby.
New guys on the block and there's so much potential for guys, you know, arriving on the scene that haven't been there in a while.
Just remember what I told you. This is the only thing I would say, and it's and no genius for saying this, Michael Vick.
Mm-hmm.
And who got him in our draft? Buzz,
what
did you
mean?
Get him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't even play him last week,
not
did
this
you?
Week. No, they had a little Green Bay thing
And there's
going
still
on
one
there.
Of the question marks. I mean, they're saying they could be for real.
I'm
they might not
you,
be for real.
Mike Vick is the man.
You think they're going to be the guys?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Better than Philadelphia?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. Yeah. I hate Philadelphia. I hate Philadelphia because of what happened to our radio show there.
Sure. I hate Philadelphia also. Man.
And I hate Philadelphia because they...
If we're ever back on there, I plan on completely retracting them.
Because they act like they're going to win the Super Bowl. They yeah. just, they act like they got it coming.
And they're one of the teams that's getting all the hype, but, you know, I just like this season.
Guys,
it's really, really parody.
But after last night's game, doesn't the Philadelphia fan look smart?
The story here
Always.
Is Rascals.
Rascals!
And we now go to Paintsville, Kentucky.
Hello.
Now, we've got the mayor of the town on, and we got a woman on the phone. The mayor is named Doug, and the woman is named Joanne.
Uh-huh.
And here's the dealio. There's a lot of old people that live in this town, and they all drive Rascals.
Okay.
You know, that's Rob's preferred vehicle.
Oh, man. Wouldn't we all use them if we could?
Yeah.
Anyway, the problem is that, and it'll, here comes Walmart again now.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are driving to Walmart. They're driving to restaurants. They're driving to beauty parlors.
Well, they're taking them out on the street, which they really shouldn't.
They're like, there are three-lane highways.
Dangerous.
And people are driving the rascals, and they say it's a problem. And Mayor Doug, are you there?
I'm here.
Mayor Doug Pugh and Joanne Van Hoos? Joanne?
Yes.
Hi there, Joanne.
Hello.
Sound a lot like Britney Spears' grandmother who we just had on the show. Joanne, you drive a rascal, right?
I drive a scooter, a V8 scooter.
A V8 scooter, which is similar. I mean, I think we use the name rascal because it's basically the generic term for the little scooters that people ride around in, right?
Right.
And, Mayor, in your town, how many... people do you have? Do you have a number of people in your town that use rascals or scooters to get around?
I would say we probably got about 50.
50 and it is a very small town, right?
4,000 people.
4,000 people.
And people are taking these scooters out on the main roads, correct?
Well, there's really nothing left for them to do downtown.
Hmm.
So,
what do you mean? I don't understand. What do you mean by that, sir?
Our downtown has basically died, and to get to the shopping centers... they have to travel along the side.
Oh, I understand. It's like the story of every town in America. Yeah. The downtown area has dried up. People have gone
because of Walmart.
Gone to the big. Stop it, Mike.
Town was dying before Walmart.
Hold on. Would you repeat that, please?
The downtown was dying before Walmart.
Well, just very quickly, would you say that Walmart probably sped that up a little bit?
Some.
Yes.
But Walmart has. Actually volunteered to pick up part of this as one of their projects they've applied for.
They have.
And when you say pick up the project, you're talking about making like a little sidewalk for these rascals?
Yes, Walmart has actually sent it to corporate for a possible funding donation.
Do you have a Target in your town?
No.
Of course you don't. And of course Walmart is stepping up to help. But that's another argument, Mike, for another day.
Now we can't really digress into one of our silly petty arguments.
Who's getting the maddest in this town? What's the most number? If you got 50 of these rascals or these scooters out on a real road, Joanne, what's the speed limit on the road that you drive your scooter on? Is it like a 25 mile an hour for cars?
Oh, no. Mine can only go 5 mile an hour.
Right, but what's the speed limit on the road that you like driving on?
That I like driving on?
Well, the one that have you taken your scooter out on a main road?
I do not take mine on the main highway. We have part of a bypass.
Mayor,
take mine on.
Ooh.
And that's what we're trying to do is do this trail for these scooters, so they won't be on the highway.
Have there been any injuries?
Well, there was one minor mishap. I don't know if it was scooter hit car hit scooter, but no one was really hurt.
And so people, Mayor, people have been taking their scooters on major roads?
On the side.
On the side, but it's still, I would imagine it can cause some problems occasionally.
Well, people have to walk. There's a lot of people walk from work.
Right.
In town over here, and I know another lady uses the same area for a wheelchair.
Now, Mayor, do you yourself use a scooter, a rascal?
No. I hope to live long enough to, though.
How young are you, sir?
43.
Oh, you're 43, so you wouldn't be in scooter range.
Mayor, would you be in favor of building an access lane right next to the regular highway for these scooters?
What I'd like to do is like a 6-foot sidewalk and do it on the other side of the guardrail.
And how does that sit with you, Joanne?
That sounds fine.
That sounds fine.
I'm all for it.
What is the major controversy here? It says the town is overrun with old people on scooters. Would you characterize it as that, Mayor?
We're not overrun. We've also got wheelchair patients.
Yes.
What if you were to just build one?
How fast do those go?
They can go a little bit faster than the scooter.
Really?
Really? Well, that would be with a motor, right? That's not with someone pushing it with their arms.
No.
Right. But I bet I bet you could probably outrun a rascal if you were using a wheelchair with your arms, if you were strong enough.
Well, if you had the lead foot, though. Well, you know, Mike, one day we could have that. That could be another one of our arguments. Which would go faster, a scooter or a guy pushing himself in a wheelchair?
I would. Would you be on the scooter side?
Yeah, but the guy...
I would bet that I would, in a wheelchair, I could beat you if you were in a rascal.
Well, no, see, it couldn't be two finely tuned athletes like you and I.
It would have to be two senior citizens?
Yes.
Well, it would depend. I think you would have the endurance factor.
I think if we were going to have a race, it would probably be just a scooter race, and we could maybe stack the different brands of scooters up against
each other. Have you guys thought about building a moving sidewalk?
We're in a town of 4,000 people. I'd settle for a concrete one.
A concrete one would be better. You have 50. Are there going to be more people getting these scooters, Mayor?
I would say so.
Mm-hmm.
And... Mayor, are there people that drive, obviously 4,000 people in your town and only 50 scooters. So that means you gotta have at least...
Now hold on a second, I'm looking at this story here and this individual, it says Paintville officials are not sure exactly how many people in town have scooters, but a lady says, or a man says, she knows of at least 50 in her apartment building alone.
I was just guessing the number.
Well, that's you that said that, Mayor. You said that.
Well, he said 50 in town, but he was just guessing. The article said one woman said she knows of 50 in her building.
So how many do you think really in the town? 100?
If there's 50 in the high rise, I'd say there might be 100 in town altogether.
Well, do you know Connie Haller?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Connie Haller says that she knows of at least 50 people in her apartment building who have these scooters. So I would assume if you... How many apartment buildings are in town, Mayor?
One.
What?
I was going to say 50 times however many.
Yeah.
But that would be...
Yeah,
right.
That's it. Joanne, do you live in the apartment building?
Yes. In a 10-story.
It's a 10-story apartment building?
Yes.
We have several others, but they're smaller.
We have other high-rises.
Mayor, do you ask your citizens who are not in scooters, let's say someone driving, God forbid, a car down one of these roads, would you ask them to give the scooter or the rascal the right-of-way?
I actually meant to look up the bicycle rules on that. I figure they might apply. I'm not totally sure.
Mm-hmm. So you'd implement bicycle rules. Have you thought this out, Mayor? Because it sounds like it's just around the corner.
It's
Joanne.
They definitely need this.
Joanne, do you wear a helmet, darling?
No, I don't need a helmet.
What color, make and model do you have, Joanne?
I have a VA.
A VA?
VA.
Oh, that's also the name of
VA Medical.
Oh, VA Medical.
Uh huh.
And yours goes what about?
And it's got the arms on it.
Uh-huh.
I don't need a helmet or anything like that.
Joanne, do you know anybody who is tricked up? Their scooters. Has anybody pimped their ride? I mean, does anybody have
pimped their scooter?
Yeah. Do they have rims? Do they have nice spinners?
Oh, we all decorate them.
Oh, you decorate? What do you have? What decoration do you have on your sweetheart?
Yeah.
I've got the flag.
The American flag.
Good.
The American flag.
Right.
I've got the elephant.
The elephant for the Republican Party?
Right on.
Right on? Okay, so you're a big Republican.
I've got several things like that on mine, but I'm very patriotic.
Well, let's give her a round of applause.
Oh, you know, George Bush is against the scooters.
Well, that's too bad. I'm going to ride mine anyway.
Uh-huh. That's great. And, Mayor, do you have anybody in your family that has one of these scooters?
No.
You don't?
You do not. And, Mayor?
Yes.
What do you really have to do in this town? I mean, being the mayor of a town of 4,000,
is it a full-time job or a part-time job, Mayor?
Could be full-time.
Is it a paid position?
Yes.
And do you make your living being mayor, or do you have another line of work?
I'm actually working here at our jewelry store now, tonight.
You work at a jewelry store, all right?
Retail.
Do you have an incontinence hotline?
No.
You do not?
Actually, we're just now getting ready for a... ADA compliance officer for the city.
Oh, good. Oh, that's wonderful. And is Paintsville, what is Paintsville famous for, Mr. Mayor?
Actually, Johnson County, where Paintsville's located, is where Laura Lynn and Crystal Gayle were born.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
say no more.
Still my beating heart.
And Joanne, you wanted to throw something else in?
Yes, there was others just down the way from us. Ricky Skaggs.
Ricky Skaggs.
Oh, she likes, remember, she likes all of it.
We're on US 23, and they've renamed it Country Music Highway.
Music Highway. Cool. Well, maybe this could be something you could do.
Do you know what model Crystal Gayle drives?
No, I really don't.
What about Loretta Lynn? She's got to be in one by now, right?
Yeah.
No, I think she's still walking around.
She's still walking around, but her day's coming.
Hey, you're never,
she will see you proud every time.
You're never too young to get yourself a Rascal or a scooter. So listen, Mayor, what can we do to help?
Depends on dependability.
What can we do to help, Mayor?
Lobby Congress, you're all up there. Aaron.
Well, hold on a second, Mr. Mayor, because I understand that they're circulating a petition, the elderly people in your town, to get this little walkway built for their scooters. And, Joanne, you've got the mayor on the line right now. Is there anything you want to say to him in this public forum?
Well, I have already told the mayor how I feel. I back him. He backs this trailway that we want.
Oh, good.
The city council is the one, is the bulk.
Mayor Pugh, would you stake your re-election on building this walkway?
Both of our senators, I've talked to Jim Bunning's office today, Ann McConnell's, uh-huh. and Hal Rogers,
That's
our
good.
Congressman, and our governor. I believe it's all going to fall into place.
Joanne?
That's good news for Joanne.
Joanne, would you like to accuse the mayor of being crooked?
No, I would not, because we're good friends.
Oh, good.
Oh, you're good friends. What a shame.
I raised him.
You raised him?
I raised him.
Raised him.
He is a good Republican.
He's a good Republican.
I thought she said the same thing.
Yeah, yeah. Raped him.
That would have been a controversy.
Have you ever let the mayor ride your scooter?
I've offered.
Have you ridden one of these, Mayor Pugh?
No, I haven't.
Have you thought about maybe getting more in touch with your constituents if you rode one of these scooters and perhaps maybe showing your solidarity with the elderly citizens in your town by riding a scooter to the jewelry store?
Joanne may have me over there on one before it's over.
Yeah, call the newspaper. Very got a picture.
Okay. That is true.
It's been a pleasure talking with both of you.
I would like to say one thing.
Yes, Joanne, please.
In the building in which I live, and we were talking about the seniors that approximately 50 of them that had the scooter.
Yes.
A lot of them are retired nurses that have knee replacements. Hip replacement,
right?
Things like that.
Yeah.
Uh huh.
So we're not talking just about a bunch of people with scooters. We're talking about people that is incapacitated.
Joanne, would you like to sign up, jump on the bandwagon here, and see if we can get the mayor to ride one of these scooters all the time?
I'm after him all the time. I'll be glad to do that.
There you go, Joanne.
Get a helmet,
Joanne.
Yes.
Do you watch Matlock?
Occasionally.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good, isn't it?
Well, you're betting 1,000 on that one.
Most good people do.
Very good.
Mayor, do you watch Matlock?
No.
That would follow the demographic.
You will.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you both for your time. The town overrun with old people on scooters.
And we throw a Don and Mike salute out to Paintsville, Kentucky.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck. Goodbye, Joanne. Goodbye, Mr. Mayor.
See you later.
Happy
trails.
Goodbye,
Doug.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, then.
Bye, Doug.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes, and are they gone?
No, there they go.
And I really thought it sounded like she said she raped him.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor, this watch needs a battery.
Well, I raped him.
Would you like more, Mr. Mayor, being the chief executive of the town or selling watches to people?
I love the picture of him riding a scooter to the jewelry store.
Amen. I think you ought to do that.
I raped him.
It was raised him.
That's right.
Raised. Little we just didn't hear it correctly.
Either way, you know, just go with what Bobby Knight said.
But another politician that we've made a friend with.
Yes.
Buzz!
Yes!
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Forbidden's me.
He made it up.
Buzz.
Yes.
I can't believe we just wasted 10 minutes. I mean,
not a waste.
Town overrun with old people on scooters.
Yeah, I think we did some good there.
It was fun to call Mayberry.
I'd like to get a controversy going. Yeah. We have to get more of a belligerency.
I raped him. I did.
Yes.
And he liked it.
What is your lead story on the news and comments today?
Today.
Hold on.
Yeah. I see fish.
forgot to play that one. She was on the line.
But your lead story is a dead fish.
Today.
Oh, yeah?
Is someone out to kill President Bush? Ooh.
Really?
Uh-oh.
Okay, stay tuned. I think the answer to that...
Stay tuned for news and comments
coming up.
Don and Mike Show.
Like, it would be one of those things with the Secret Service. Like, if you asked that question and I said...
Joe.
You know, it mentioned, you know...
Joe,
then he'd be overrun. In fact, you've already cemented that.
Absolutely not. Either way, that was very...
Professional! Yeah, I'm Joanne. I'm voting for him.
the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show. Not yet available on DVD. It's the Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for Buzz's News. Now, Buzz brought to us by Smoke Break.
This is good smoke.
News and comment brought to you by Smoke Break. Smokers break the nasty habit without gaining weight. Smoke Break, revolutionary tablet for smokers. Get it now at Fine.
Hey, look who's coming in. It's Ron Bennington and Fez Watley.
Fine retailers.
Ron and Fez.
Ron
and
Fez. Now, to what do we owe this visit of you two boys?
Well, we got a little present for you that we picked up because we know that you guys are into this. It's Bushisms, the DVD. And it's more fun than you could ever have at home.
That's too great. Now, we, you know, we have the CD with all of the Bushisms. Uh-huh. So this is now the DVD that has all the FaceTime, right?
Yeah, and the and looking at it, it's much more difficult because sometimes you just see him lock up like a kid with Tourette's, you know? And you see that he wants to be smart, but he can't. And it's much sadder than listening to the CD.
You can practically smell the frustration.
So the TV is Bushisms. It's great. It's fantastic. And, you know, that's where we got the site when we first found out that he was saying dumb stuff every day.
Absolutely.
We went to, what is the site, Rob?
Bushism.
Bushism singular.
There's a bunch out there. Bushspeak. There's Bushism.
Oh, it's the best.
So now, listen, how many of these are you going to play on your show tonight?
Sometimes we'll just hit play and walk away. So we don't know how long, you know, it's night. Yes, right?
All right, well, whatever they don't play tonight, let's play tomorrow.
You play whatever you want. Tonight, I'm going to go like this. I'm going to do an impression. I hit play. I go out. It's the Meg. I come back later.
And Fez, great seeing your parents at the Redskins game.
Oh, yeah. Aren't they adorable?
They are.
I said, there's Don and Buzz. Here's my parents. Do something. Run one way or the other.
And I haven't seen Fez in a while, and he's doing his kind of his Rupert impression right now with
the facial hair.
How long is this going to go, this facial hair?
Till Super Bowl.
Oh, really?
Six full months. I started beginning of preseason. It's my buck beard. You see how lucky it's been so far with the 0-2 team.
And I don't know if it is the horror of what you do for a living, the horror of what I do for a living, the fact that, boy, somebody's really breathing.
It might be that microphone.
You think it's that Fez microphone?
Is it me?
Yeah, I heard something real loud. When we were at the game, Buzz and I saw Fez, and Fez's mom and dad, and Fez's brother, and it was the quickest goddamn, hello, how are you doing? Let's get as far away from these people as we possibly can.
Let's do what we can before the parents start talking.
Okay, now I get it, because you know what it was? Your mom, you said something about you were down under the hurricane, and your mom started with the, oh, yes, we were in a shelter for quite a few days, and it was raining. And
anyone who will listen.
It was at that moment that you pulled your mom away.
Yeah, or else you would have gotten her recipe for apple pie and everything else.
It's like he's 14. Remember when you were 14, you were embarrassed to your parents? He's still the same way.
I think everybody's like that, though. Yeah. It doesn't matter. Your parents are your parents, and you just want to hide them from your friends and coworkers.
I say you brag that they're alive when you're all right. You're like, hey, look, they're still living.
I do brag about my 84-year-old mom. I really do. Yes, I'm very, very proud of her. But
we all brag about her, Mike.
That
was inappropriate.
That's a payback for the Rupert thing. There we go. No problem.
All right, dudes. Thank you for the Bushism.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you. Come by anytime.
Bye, Fez.
On after. Oh, would you stop that, Buzz?
I'm sorry.
You know what you're doing.
What? You're leaving him on.
Well, I didn't mean to do that.
Anywhere he wants to go.
Now, Fez, I heard recently you got a cat, and I thought you didn't. Well, never mind.
Buzz, come on. Buzz doing a one-liner thing.
You know, I'm wondering now who's getting more ramped up, Fez or Buzz, with that situation.
Buzz with the very rare quadruple entendre there.
Ron and Fez will be on after us on WJFK and on Live 105 and also in Tampa Bay on 1010 The Buzz.
Yeah, those are the markets to hear Ron and Fez. Mm-hmm. And around the country, if you're lucky enough to get that show, it's a great show.
Yeah, and it was, I don't even think I mentioned it when I was talking yesterday about when we went to the game, Buzz. It was awkward, and now I know why. That Fez was just uptight, that
That's
his mom would start doing that that thing. Where do you remember when she started telling us how they had to
about
stand
the shelter,
and shelter?
The experience with the hurricane, the whole thing, and Fez was apparently afraid she'd also start talking about his childhood. And so I guess, and they, you know what it's like when you want to keep parents apart, I guess they assume that Buzz was your father.
No, I told them Buzz was my lover.
Okay.
And because I wanted to...
I wanted to relate.
I wanted to relate. And you know the other weird thing? I'm not trying to piss him off. Fez, at least when we were with him with his parents, used his real...
I'm not queer. And I'm not even maybe a guy pretending to be queer voice.
Wore his butch clothes.
Because, you know, Buzz and I always... We had the discussion after that. We said, you know, hey, really... What is the deal with Fez?
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know,
we don't know. Nobody knows.
I can't figure out the kid a lot.
Yeah. That's the mystery of Fez. But I also think I'm going to watch him through the Super Bowl because he's the kind of guy that I believe what he said was true, that he's going to grow that beard out until the Super Bowl. I'm going to see if he trims it or not.
But here's the thing. If, in fact, Fez is a homo, and that's... Well, come on. That's the question on the table.
Yeah.
If he's a homo,
yes,
then he is the biggest football nut homo that I've ever. And I mentioned this to Buzz as we were discussing this because you know Fez's sexuality always comes up.
I should point out that gay men have played in the NFL, Don. So there's a possibility that he could be a big fan and a homosexual.
But I've got to think that, and I think I mentioned this to you at the game, Buzz, that I think the percentage of gay guys that are into football is small, but And the number that are in to the extent that Fez Watley is in is incredible. Fez, I believe, is one of those guys like me that could tell you the second and third string quarterback.
Sure.
Yeah,
for every
you
have never been able to get your head around that. You cannot get your head around that fact, so to speak. Absolutely.
Around what fact?
The fact that Fez is such a football junkie like
that's
so
what,
much.
That's what says to me that he... He might, at best, be on our team.
You never know.
Or he might be a switch hitter.
It's the great mystery that is Fez.
Or he might be on the other team. Mm-hmm. I really don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know, but
Third team.
All I do know, though, is around his mom and dad.
Uh-huh.
Yes, and my friend Don.
Hello, Linda.
And this is my friend Bud.
Hi there.
I'll see you later.
Anyway, thank you, Ron and Fez, for the Bushisms.
Yeah, for stopping by.
And we could, Rob, add that to the list. Add that to the Jerry Lewis tapes.
Yeah, I'd love to hear this. I hope, because we've gotten a few of them, but we haven't played all of them.
Yeah, an entire DVD of Bushisms. Thank you, Ron and Fez. Here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. When 59-year-old Lawrence Ward of upstate New York left the house last Wednesday with his hunting rifle, he told his neighbor, "I'm not coming back." So, with President Bush in town, New York police focused their attention on Midtown Manhattan last night while the feds looked for Larry. They found in his house in Bainbridge a picture of Bush with the words "dead man" spray painted nearby.
You're looking for Larry?
I'm Larry.
Not that Larry.
I'm Larry of the corner.
Larry Ward.
Hello.
They also found a copy of Timothy McVeigh's book about an assassination attempt on a president. Ward's ex-wife says he's, quote, very dangerous and capable of killing someone.
I'm as curious about it as anyone else.
The Secret Service says the software engineer is a credible threat. He's apparently talked about killing both Bush and Kerry.
So, and they haven't found this guy.
No. Fact of life.
Still looking for him.
You got to be kidding me.
No, I'm serious.
Isn't it great when these come out and they haven't found the guy, Larry? Isn't that amazing?
Probably yes.
Yes, probably.
Yeah.
It's not you, though, right, Larry?
Probably yes.
Oh. No, Larry, Buzz just said it's not you.
Yes.
Well, who are you?
I'm Larry.
Larry who?
Yes. I'm Larry of the corner.
Oh.
Hey, what is it you most want?
Oh, boy.
First
I'm
lady.
Lying in bed. There's a minister. Oh, boy.
I'm a deer.
A minister and a boy. A
minister and a boy. That's getting kinky.
Larry.
It was funny.
First Lady Laura Bush was interrupted by a protester during her campaign speech at a firehouse in Trenton, New Jersey, late last week. The woman was immediately arrested for trespassing. A local Republican official said the woman ought to find a better use for her time. But now the charge has been dropped against the woman, though a woman entered the First Lady's appearance with a picture of her son, a U.S. soldier who'd just died in Iraq while trying to disarm a bomb. She says she wanted to ask Mrs. Bush why her son had to die in Iraq. Perhaps now she'll find some better use for her time.
Yeah, really.
A Democrat in Gainesville, Florida, is so frustrated with the way things are going, he punched a Republican. and a life-size cardboard cutout of President Bush. A 55-year-old community college teacher stopped by the local Republican headquarters and slugged the cardboard first. He says he meant it in a lighthearted way, but the county's Republican chairman tracked down the teacher. Words flew, and then they went to Fist City. The Democrat faces misdemeanor charges. The Republican has a cut lip and a sore nose. But quoting him, if I have to take a beating every day for George Bush to be president, I'll do that.
Oh, God. Here's the only thing about the community college. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay? Not like a real teacher. Yeah. Like a 13th grade shop teacher.
Yeah, well, a real teacher probably wouldn't get into the fight.
I think so.
I mean, probably.
He's frustrated.
He also works at a jewelry store.
And drives a scooter. And was raped
by an old lady.
By Oliver Spellman.
CBS News has been duped and hornswoggled, if you will, over the...
Oh, we're sorry.
Over the phony memos that said George Bush disobeyed orders and got an easy ride in the National Guard. The source of those memos
and
now...
And what you do now, we castrate Dan Rather on live television. Oh. That's how we show him.
He was simply fooled.
That's how we teach him.
He was hornswoggled.
I was hornswoggled.
The source of the memos now admits he intentionally misled the network, but believing the memos wasn't CBS's only mistake. Getting in touch with the Kerry campaign just made matters worse. If conservatives didn't feel they had the goods on CBS before, they feel they do now, now that we know that CBS put its lying source in touch with Kerry campaign officials before the report aired.
I wish CBS would be a little more objective, like Fox.
Yeah. CBS can't be happy about being the latest distraction.
Oh, incidentally, Dan Rather's on the phone right now.
He's
got three great memos from Santa Claus. and the Easter Bunny's writing him as well.
I'd like to see like a big fist fight between Dan Rather and who's the guy on Britt Hume.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the guy on Fox.
Yeah.
He's another big squarehead like Trent Lott is.
Absolutely.
You know, this whole thing with Rather, if it would have just, from the very beginning, they would have just come out and said, hey, you know, we screwed up. We got something wrong.
Well, I believe that Dan Rather really thought that the sources were credible. And, you know, as soon as the story came out, you had these websites that were discrediting the memos.
Yeah. But how come no one came to Dan Rather to say, just on the most basic level, hey, dude, even if you think they might be real, look at the font.
Right.
It's like a computer font from now. So why don't you get your ass on TV tonight?
But he was angry.
I know.
You know what I hate, too? When I saw the apology, I think he was interviewed by a WCBS reporter. That was his first interview where he's coming out and talking about it. And he did the thing like he really thought. I thought he was going to lose it again.
Oh,
you know,
no.
Where his eyes were going up. And I was saying, about this, please, Dan, don't cry.
Well,
do
you know,
not cry about this.
There's a lot of talk in the TV news industry that there are a lot of people hoping that he gets canned over this.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That, you know, this could be the... And I'm all
really
for
his
that.
Fault.
I'm all for that because that would mean it would be, who's the idiot that... The guy lives in my neighborhood, my next...
John
neighborhood.
Roberts?
Yeah. Let that tool be the next anchor, please. You might as well get a vegetable. And I mean that, like, not out of your garden. I mean, like, the kind that would ride, you know, in a wheelchair. You really might as well get a vegetable.
Does Dan Rather take the full bullet for that, though, really? Do you think he does at the end of the day?
Attention's being focused on the producer of that segment, the segment producer for 60 Minutes.
But I think America will also call for something strong against Rather. And what you may not know is who gets Rather's chair if he has to step down is Dave Price.
Cool.
You know, they've all got awful second string guys.
Yeah.
They're all tools. They're all vegetables. The guy on CBS, John Roberts, who's just a load.
Then you get Brian Williams on NBC.
I'm Brian Williams.
And Brian, and who's in ABC? And Peter Jennings, and who would be his heir?
Who's the second string guy on CBS or on ABC?
I don't know. We're on the air.
I know.
Jim Belushi.
Yeah, perfect.
Were we thinking with the same brain there?
Out of the tie, Jim Belushi.
But CBS can't be happy about being the latest distraction from the issues of Campaign 04, and the other big networks are treading lightly. The head of ABC News put out a memo advising reporters to go easy on CBS in case ABC someday finds itself in the hot seat. But the pucker factor at CBS has spread to programming, where they have decided not to air the planned Madonna concert.
Good heavens, no.
Yeah, it would have meant huge ratings for the network, but after seeing the tape, executives decided it was too dark, too anti-war, too sexually gay, and too much of an ad for Madonna's religion, Kabbalah. Madonna is said to be furious about this, but word is she'll still get her $10 million.
I agree with just about everything except the part that it would get great ratings. I don't know now if a Madonna concert would get great ratings.
I don't think so. I mean, I think Madonna might finally officially be yesterday's news.
We'll never know because it'll never air.
But of course, she could reinvent herself.
I'm not tired of that cute Jessica Simpson.
Oh, please bring her on.
More.
And clean up that sister of hers.
Yeah.
Ashley.
You have to be a natural-born U.S. citizen to become president of the United States. That should be changed to you must be a U.S. citizen for 20 years to become president, according to California Republican congressman with a German surname.
Hi, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. This scene with the enlargement of the press was fantastic because, again, it was one of those things. I mean, in the movie it was used kind of like, okay, if that's what guys would like to see, if this world deals with big breasts, then so be it, I'm going to just have bigger breasts. But in the audience, there was this kind of like immediately, you saw women sitting there telling each other, says, oh, that's a great idea, you have to check out where you get that done. Uh-huh. So you can deflate and inflate your breasts on command. It's a whole new concept. Because there's some guys that like little breasts and there's some guys that like big breasts. So wouldn't it be nice if you can play both sides?
He could be president.
Sometimes even simultaneously.
You retarded? It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
It's no longer an obstacle. Dana Rohrabacher would like to see Arnold Schwarzenegger elected president. He's getting help in the effort from Mrs. Schwarzenegger, Maria Shriver, and Utah's Orrin Hatch, who's introduced a similar proposal in the Senate. The 20-year rule would make Arnold eligible as of last year. It was 83 when the bodybuilder...
We're going to change something that has been around since our forefathers.
Yes.
For Arnold Schwarzenegger.
It's Arnold.
God!
Unbelievable.
Arnold himself won't comment on this. He says he's focusing on running California, and besides, it wouldn't be presidential.
Okay.
This guy, what's his name, Rohrabacher?
Rohrabacher.
Anything in the bill about hair or eye color?
There will be.
I
hate to alarm people, but those new birth control patches may be deadly. A new report says at least 17 young women have died in this country from heart attacks and strokes since the patch was introduced two summers ago.
Uh-oh. Well, here's the thing. What? Don't chew it. Just swallow it.
They'd put that on the package.
Don't chew, just swallow.
Yeah, it doesn't taste good anyway.
Supermodel Naomi Campbell's the spokeswoman for the patch in this country. The beach volleyball players you like so bad are the spokesmodels for the patch in Norway. Also possibly deadly, the tap water on airplanes. The government's Environmental Protection Agency...
Well, tell me about this. Like, this is something we didn't already know.
...tested the water on 158 passenger airlines. 20 of them had coliform bacteria. Two of them tested positive for E. coli.
Haven't you ever been in the bathroom on an airplane where there's a sign that says... The water, not for drinking.
Yeah, they make a big deal of that.
But it doesn't have that label on the tap up where the flight attendants prepare your beverages.
Oh, I get what you're saying. Yeah. Oh, buzz.
The EPA says this calls for immediate action.
Drink it out of a can.
The brownest fruit you'll ever see is in Seattle. In the suburb of Bellevue, produce is being recalled and a grocery store is closed after a homeless guy spread human feces on the fruits and vegetables. He is now in jail, making him no longer homeless.
Oh, no.
Winner!
Police say their case will be based on the evidence they've collected.
Yeah, I see fish.
The Evergreen Village Safeway is cleaning up and having all the produce tested for the bacteria you can apparently find on many airplanes.
The bluest sky you ever see.
Seattle, right?
This apple tastes funny.
Caramel apple.
Oh, God. Some Florida boys take action after getting a bad shake at McDonald's. That's our story after the break.
A green apple. What, on McDonald's?
Yeah.
Something bad at McDonald's, I hope?
A bad shake.
Oh, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. They respectfully decline.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right. Coming soon will be our website, donandmikewebsite.com.
Very exciting.
I think. Give us 2 weeks.
That's like something a news station says. You know, give us 8 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Yep.
Give us 2 weeks, and we might, after 20 years, finally have a website.
I think it's about time.
Maybe.
Here is Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Some teenage boys in Florida got a bad shake at McDonald's. They said they were not the best milkshakes they'd ever had, more like the worst. So they planned a prank to get even with their new archenemies. They made a bomb, an acid bomb, made of toilet bowl cleaner and a plastic bottle, shaken, not stirred.
Wanna get high?
The pressure built.
Not that kind of acid.
Oh, okay.
The bomb went off. Nobody was hurt, but the boys, who've never been in any trouble before, were nabbed by the cops with the help of a security camera. They now face felony charges.
This is not the best shake I've ever had.
See, Rob, now I want to tell you why. This is funny, but not funny.
I want to trick
you. Okay. See, Rob put a cartridge in the machine, uh-huh. and the tape label says, Big Bomb.
Right. Ah.
Thinking I'm going to just play the sound effect,
uh-huh.
right.
when I, in fact, know that it's not...
That kind
what
of
is
bomb.
It? It's this.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies, and you just won the... CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Come on, do you think you're fooling here? That's the one. There you go. That's it.
And we'd like to say thank you to everybody at McDonald's.
Give that fan a contract.
Now, with hackers turning up to 75,000 computers a day into zombies, the odds are strong. Oh, you got something?
Oh, I didn't even hear you hack that up.
Oh, hackers. Sure, there's not a virus in that.
People at home, be careful what you ask for.
Hackers.
That was a bad shake.
Up to 75,000 computers a day are being turned into zombies by hackers. The odds, therefore, are strong that yours is already one of the zombies or will be. A new report from a company that sells computer security products says the new average is 30,000 computers a day being recruited by hackers to be part of a big machine. The hackers plant program elements in all these computers, hoping to make them all work together like zombies to attack big corporate websites. Most of the insidious software comes wrapped inside junk email. In the first half of this year, nearly 5,000 Windows viruses were released by the hackers, four times as many as in the first 6 months of last year.
Has no one fought that?
They are.
You know what I've noticed?
What?
Is the, at least... On my computer, the one I use at home, mm-hmm. the one that my wife uses, we're like everybody, got like three computers,
right.
and there's junk loaded on different, so
all kinds of stuff.
Each one moves at a different speed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So we thought that we had totally cleaned up the one that I use,
mm-hmm.
and I go to the NFL site to find our fantasy stuff, and I figure out that for whatever reason, CBS Sportsline
mm-hmm.
is the site when I log on there to find out how our
yeah.
league is doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all of a sudden the pop-up blocker starts saying, I've blocked, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Uh-huh.
And quite often when I'm on CBS Sportsline, here's a nice commercial, I get that message, we have suffered a temporary whatever, and you click either end now
uh-huh.
or cancel, which basically
means... So you're blaming CBS.
It only happens when I go on CBSSportsline.com.
It's CBS's fault.
Let me get this straight. This is a CBS product
uh-huh.
that's junked up with advertising.
That's correct.
I don't follow.
So yeah. many.
I don't
so,
see how that could happen.
So many ads that my pop-up blocker
is mine sponsored.
At one point, the pop-up blocker says, "I give up," and then the computer says,
yeah.
"Too many."
Mm-hmm. I'm on the CBS website and smoke's coming out.
And
turn it off.
You get that like TiVo noise, gong, 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 gong,
ding,
gong,
and that's very similar to the Law and Order. Dunk, dunk.
Yeah, yes. very similar.
Yeah, very dramatic.
The TiVo dunk is similar to the dunk dunk.
If you hit final. The TiVo noise twice, you'd get the Law and Order sound.
Right.
Dink, dink.
Dunk, dunk.
TiVo noise is like calling you an idiot because you've gone somewhere in TiVo that you're not supposed to go.
Don't scroll up any further.
Dink, dink. Dunk, dunk.
Well, the good news for Baltimore today is that the manhole fire that burned all night is out now. Lots of cities, including Washington and New York, have the occasional manhole explosion, but Baltimore had a manhole fire that burned all night and no amount of penicillin could put it out.
That's all I care about. Is Marty Bass okay?
Yeah, yes, he's fine.
Okay.
Actually, no one was hurt, but the manhole cover billowed smoke near City Hall and it knocked out traffic signals for blocks.
It was a terrible smell.
This morning... Some streets were closed and a number of signals were still out, but the electrical fire was finally gone.
I went down to Starbucks, tried to have my cup of coffee, and man, that manhole
was burning out of control. It was like a wildfire.
Was it that fire in town?
Kind of exciting right now. We've got the 26th annual Frog Hop. Virginia Baker, who's the organizer.
She is so Baltimore. Bless her heart.
Ms. Baker, why did you decide to go ahead and do this? What's the point of this?
Let's see. Mayor McKeldin, he was our mayor. Don't you have a booklet with our history?
We've got all that. Why did you decide to do a Frog Hop?
Well, he sent me an application when he was mayor. And I thought, we're in a world of...
Listen, I can't control myself as a man if we hear that, so let's just turn that off.
God rest her soul.
Yeah. Okay. Otherwise, I'll be running the control board the way that Tommy Lee drove that boat. Now,
yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, but if you can't control yourself, you better get a shovel.
Sad and excited at the same time.
Sure.
Oh, finally, in England...
Like I haven't been there many times already. Like I haven't been to the cemetery.
To the cemetery?
Yeah.
Don't you have a booklet with our history?
See the big headstone. Baker.
Finally.
Baker.
In England, dozens of people turned out yesterday to protest.
Virginia Baker, the sensuous maker.
Dozens of people turned out in England yesterday to protest a T-shirt being sold by an alternative clothing store. It is perhaps the ultimate wife-beater shirt. The T-shirt shows a bloody hammer over the words, "She was asking for it."
Must be whack.
And British TV viewers are also upset about a T-shirt worn by the host of a children's show.
Hold on, who said it?
Oh, I did. I'm sorry. I didn't even think about it. Thank you.
Okay.
So, the British TV viewers also upset about another T-shirt, one worn on television by the host of a kid's show. The BBC One show is hosted by a man named Dominic Wood. Show airs in the morning. T-shirt he wore said, "Morning Wood." I'm Buzz Burbank.
Yeah.
Turn around Tuesday on the Don and Mike Show.
You gotta go.
I'm a city gal.
I tell you what, Mike, you get a bottle of vodka. Go to the cemetery.
Oh, fantastic. That's an evening, isn't it?
Place to hold a shovel.
Sure. Oh, good times. A little exertion.
Once you redug the body,
yeah,
three or four times.
Once the dirt's loose.
Yeah. Listen, our thanks to Todd Hughes.
Yeah, for being on the show today.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So nice and welcome.
Also, Britney Spears, almost grandmother-in-law, and the two people from Kentucky, something to do with Rascal Scooters in their home.
Mayor Pugh and his friend Joanne.
That would be it. Tomorrow, the Buzz interview, plus Nancy O'Dell from Access Hollywood, and, yes, the Jerry Lewis tapes tomorrow.
All right.
That's tomorrow.
All right.
We'll see you then. Good day to you, sir.
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 Hey, Wolfman, and you.
What have I always told you about the dull creak of the casket?
We will see you tomorrow with the new episode.
Clean your nails.
Oh, stay tuned for Ron and Fez.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can save your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.